Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We have to give him a little rundown on how this works. He only does it once a year. Wow.
Hi, kids.
Hi.
Him and her on your New Year's Eve as we usher out 2016.
Oh, please. Boy. Yes, roll
please
it on
go,
out of
go,
here.
Go, go, go. And usher in 2017.
Yeah.
We have a veritable surfeit of things planned for tonight.
And we got a mess of people in the studio with us,
yeah,
too.
That, too.
Yeah.
We're going to be touching base with countdowns all over the planet.
So if you nod off, we'll talk about you, number one. Number two, wake up, and there will be a countdown for you.
And we're going to have some in-studio guests. Ronnie Rice. Ronnie Rice is in the studio with us already.
How sweet are you guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Pre-Happy New Year.
Don't turn around because you'd be scared. There's a whole lot of eyes looking
There's
at you.
There's a ton of people on Michigan Avenue.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me say hello to the street. Hello, street.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hey.
Steve and Johnny, yay.
Is everybody out there from Chicago?
No.
Well, where are you from? Shout it out.
Yeah, Chicago.
You go ahead.
Peoria.
Peoria.
Rockford.
Rockford, okay.
Milwaukee?
We live right across the river.
We'll okay. be there at 2:05. How's that?
Yeah. So we got a bunch of people out on Michigan Avenue. It will that bunch will turn into thousands as we get closer to midnight.
The big star is waiting to go up in the air. Last year, it was pretty spectacular because we have the best seat in Chicago, without a doubt.
And we have Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. He's here with us tonight. And Tom has said he's going to be crazy enough to go out on Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm. And, wearing shorts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For those of you who are on Michigan
Avenue. But it's his winter shorts.
That's true. You're right. It's the heavier canvas, darker color.
Yeah.
We would send you home if you wore white shorts because that would be a fashion faux pas.
As long as it's not your undershorts.
That's right.
But it's very cold out there. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
And we have a bunch of people that are going to be checking in with us throughout the evening. And also, we should mention that we have something kind of special for you, too.
We do?
So I'll just
really?
Throw this out right away. You know that we wrote a book about our friend Les Paul. The book is called A Little More Less.
Woo-hoo!
And we talked with our publisher. And since it is 2016 into 2017, they said, well, we can do a New Year's special. So if you'd like to get our A Little More Less book, for the special price of $20.17.
Yes. That was so smart, right?
Yeah.
And that was after rounding it off.
Well,
right?
Actually,
exactly.
I said, how about 1999? Then I realized I had a blonde moment that the whole idea was 2017. Yeah. Okay.
Because normally the prices are closer to
$30. $30, yes.
But $20.17, go to alittlemoreless.com or you can call 312-912-8639. And we'll repeat that throughout the show. We got a bunch of people that are going to be checking in with us. We should mention that we thought we'd be hearing from one guy that we're not going to hear from. This guy named Spike that I think you may have heard of.
I heard from Spike a couple of hours ago, and he said the Spiker is down for the count, 101 temperature. But he has 6 or 7 grandbabies in the house with him.
I think that's the answer for the 101 temperature.
He was really feeling punk. He says, I'm sorry, because we were going to have him on after 10, so we wouldn't wake the kids up, and he could sneak into a wing of his estate and talk with us. And Oh, I feel terrible for him, but he might be listening. So, Spike, we love you, and we miss you, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, feel better. But we learned how that happens. For all the years that that we did the show full-time, around Christmas, we would have the Woodstock High School choir in.
Yeah.
And 40 kids in the studio.
And it would get really hot in there.
And
it was
every
like a big
year,
petri dish.
We would get sick until the one year that there was a really bad snowstorm. The Woodstock High School choir couldn't make it down to the studio, and we didn't get sick. And the light bulb went off. Ding, 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 ding.
We were all, you know, we were hot, and we worked them to the bone, and we were all hugging each other. And by the time we left, we said, you know, if there's one germ, we all shared it, and we did.
Yep.
So half of Woodstock was sick, along with Steve and Johnny. So anyway, hi, Woodstock. We love you. It was great all those years.
And we need to say thank you to Lou Malnati's, speaking
yes!
of Woodstock,
Woo!
Because
come
yummy,
on.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Lou Malnati's has supplied us with some New Year's Eve pizza. So thank you,
Did
Lou Malnati's.
Did you see the stack of pizzas?
That's even Ronnie isn't going to be able to go through all that.
I was going to ask you guys what you're going to have.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm finishing those.
Well, a quick round robin. Ronnie Rice is in the studio. We mentioned Tom Appel's here. He's going to venture outside to do the midnight countdown with the rising of the star. Tom's wife, Jill, is here, and she made us some fabulous gluten-free treats.
Thank you, Jill.
That. Also with us in the studio is our chiropractor, Dr. Dyke, is in here. Oh, he's photographing everybody.
He's the official photographer for the show tonight.
He is the official photographer. We're going to get him a hat with one of those press passes.
Yeah.
Also with him is his date, Masa. And we have the Rotundos in the house.
Yes.
Yay!
Nick Rotundo is back with us along with Patricia.
And we've got Luke and Joey. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Good. Okay. It's like, oh, no, they're looking at us. Okay. Who else? Well, throughout the night, we're going to have a swinging door of people. So.
Lisa McClowry is going to be in here.
Yes, she's in here.
And the Empty Pockets are going to be joining us a little later.
And the musical mentalist, Sidney Friedman, is going to come by after his show at Davenport's.
Yeah.
You can text us throughout the show. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us at 312-981-7200. Oh, that's good. 7200.
Yeah, we didn't change the phone number.
It was just a test. That's happened to me before.
Before we get into anything else,
yes,
Ronnie is sitting there with his guitar. Should we have him shut up and start singing for a second?
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, you hear the ding dong ring. You look out on the table, you see the same darn thing. There's no food on the table, and there's no fork in the pan. You better not complain, boy. You'd be in trouble with me. The midnight special, shine a light on me. Yeah, the midnight special, shine a devil-loving light on me. Now if you're ever in Houston, boy, yeah, you better do right. Yeah, the next thing you know, boy, you'll be breathing down. Well, it'd be a nice bedroom, shine a light on me. Yeah, it'd be a nice bedroom, shine as ever loving light on me. You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell out right. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said your part. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell out right. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame?
I got to stop. You guys got to talk.
Yeah, nice, Ronnie.
Nice. Good. Good place to start.
It's always fun with you guys. I love it here. Oh, love it.
Like a listener just texted and said, this is like the good old days. That's right. Old friends into a new year.
It works
right?
for me.
Yeah. That's fun.
And a round of applause, too. Is he still here? Did he leave? Did Aubrey scoot out? Because Aubrey was down here fixing a problem we had. And so thank you, Aubrey. How many New Year's Eves have we worked with Aubrey?
I think every one.
You're talking about Arlo Guthrie?
Yeah, Arlo Guthrie. Yeah, the guy that you... Those at home that are watching us, that was not Arlo. That was, in fact, Aubrey Mumpower, our engineer. And he's been with us, I'm going to say, all 22 years. This will be the 22nd
that sounds
that
like
we've
it.
Done.
Yeah.
How long were you guys on here before you left, before you went around?
It was 27 years full-time.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know what?
Now we just come back and do, as we call them, drive-bys.
This is, in fact, show 6,373.
Are you serious?
But who's counting?
Yes.
But who's
By the way, you want to give a shout-out to your good buddy, Nick DiGilio, who is watching
Nick.
Right now.
Hi, Nick.
Well, hey, Nick.
Woohoo.
Yo, Nick.
Nick does a great job, and we're always tickled when we get to come back in here and hang out with him.
Yeah.
Enjoy listening. Of course, Steve gets to hear the show every night since he's still on this schedule and stays awake all night long.
I'm up listening to Patty and Nick every
That's
night.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we got to take a quick break, and then we will be back with more. So, Joey, hit the magic button.
He's getting red.
He's getting as red as his shirt. That other voice you hear is the guy that's going to be manning the news desk coming up in just about an hour.
Well, about 12:30.
Yeah, 12:30.
Is that what time is?
Yeah, it's 10:20.
I've got so many time zones to deal with guys tonight, you know.
Well, that's Roger Badish, who is, you've been here every night.
This is my seventh in a row, and I've got another three to go.
Good man.
But I think I've done the last three or no, not 2 years ago because I was a little indisposed.
Yes.
I think out of the last five or six, I've done all the
one. You've been here with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming in loud and clear, we're just now got a text from Bob Young. Everybody who knew our show knew that Bob Young did our theme song. His brother is in Goa, India. Steve Young tells me that the app is great. Your broadcast is as clear as a bell.
Wow.
He said, in fact, I just lost my text there. He said, Simple Radio, I think it is called. We'll listen as long as the internet holds out here in India. After all, it is India. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Well, Happy New Year,
Very cool.
Steve Young.
Yeah.
How do you say Happy New Year in Indian?
I don't know.
Happy New Year in Indian.
Well, again, you can text us throughout the show. We will try to sneak in calls, but we have a swinging door tonight, and it's just such a pleasure to be here to ring in the new year.
And you can also go to WGNradio.com and click on the listen or watch, and you can see exactly what we're doing and be scared by how we look.
Oh, speak for yourself. There's Ronnie over there.
That's Cole. I'm right here.
Dressed in his sartorial black. Ronnie, by the way, is one of the guys that you see on the Cornerstones of Rock show.
In fact, Ronnie, next Cornerstones of Rock thing that you're involved with is going to be when and where?
That'll be on Valentine's Day, and it's going to be over in St. Charles at the Arcata Theater, along with all the guys that brought the Cornerstone Rock, for those who aren't familiar with it, are all the guys that came out of Chicago in the late 60s.
A lot of guys.
Absolutely. They include The New Colony, of course. You get Ides of March, Buckingham's American Breed, Shadows of Night, Crying Shames.
Amazing.
American Breed, unfortunately, is not going to be able to do it because Gary Loizzo passed away, unfortunately, after we did the television program for PBS. So the bottom line is the other guys were there. We've done a couple of shows already. Carl G. Marici, of course.
Sold out shows, we should mention.
Pardon me?
Sold out.
They were sold out every time so far. We did, every
show so
far.
If you're thinking of going on Valentine's Day, if you want to take your sweetheart to a really fun night, you better get your tickets.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a good time. It's nice to see each other. You know, we've seen each other. We pass, you know, we cross our paths every once in a while.
Ships passing in the night.
Yes, and then we pass out after the show. It's
amazing. Yes. It's past
older.
Your bedtime,
we're
right?
Older. That's the truth. But it's a lot of fun. We have a great time there. And the audiences have been absolutely phenomenal. And then we're going to do another one, actually, May 20th at the Genesee Theater.
The Genesee Theater. Mm-hmm. Beautiful theater.
So it's going to be fun.
Separate from that, if people want to get in touch with you and book you for a gig, where do they call? What do they do?
Well, actually, I just give them my number at home.
Okay.
Come on over, baby.
So for
let's
a good
party
time,
in the house.
For a good time, call Ronnie at...
I mean, really, for a good time, call Ronnie.
Yeah, just call me at home.
He's cheap and easy.
Actually... Let's all have a good time. All right, let me give you the number. The number would be 847-864-1577. I've always booked my own gigs. I never, vague, rarely do I ever book through another.
It's worked for you all these
years.
It's
so easy. It's a lot of fun. I'd rather do it that way.
Steve, I just told Ronnie an incredible little factoid. It was 48 years ago this weekend that their song, New Colony Six, hit the charts.
That was I Will Always Think About You.
Well, was it that one or was it Things
I Think
I like
It Was
to
always,
say?
Always Think About You, wasn't it?
They were pretty close because one was in 68,
right.
One was in 69. So, I Will Always was in 68.
Yeah.
And then Things I Like to Say, which actually, that was 69. It came out.
But we'll get
Bobby Taylor.
We'll get both of those from you before the night's over with, right?
Yeah, do you ever hear a different version of it?
Sure, go for it.
Baby, is he looking at... No, I just made that up. There's no way I'm going to slaughter it any worse.
No, after all these years.
No, I don't want to do that to that song. It did nicely.
And we should mention a little later, Lisa McClowry is going to be joining us.
Yes. In fact, her fans are already checking in saying, where's Lisa? Lisa just sent me a text and said, we're pulling into the lot. And she's going to be in here and hang out with us. And remember the way the studio used to be laid out, the old studio?
Yeah.
And we had, it was like a round table.
Right.
And I remember we had her in here, and that's when we went to 5 o'clock in the morning. Remember?
I don't know how you guys did it, but I give you
a
lot of...
Well, you hung in there with us, too.
Kudos, so not you.
And I'll never forget, Lisa was wearing a very tiny little sparkly dress.
Oh, yes, I remember that very well. Silver it was.
It was silver, yes. And she was going for a note, and all of a sudden she just dropped out of her chair and went to her knees so that she could hit the note.
It was the night of the disappearing Lisa. I was sitting on this side of the control board, and I'm looking... And miking Lisa, and all of a sudden her head starts going lower and
because
lower and
she
lower.
She had to get breath.
Because she wanted to get out of the chair and get into a position where her upper torso was straight so she could
no
hit
kidding.
The notes.
Hey, do you remember the time that you guys, who dropped a cake?
Oh, I dropped the cake. I was holding a sheet
beautiful
cake.
Beautiful cake.
Yep.
For a picture, and I tilted it, and in slow motion, it slid, and sticking to the... 6 second rule, Ronnie grabbed.
Actually, I think Ronnie said it was about the 52 second rule.
It wouldn't have mattered to me either way.
He grabbed a spatula and a plate and scooped it up.
Oh, was it good?
It was so good.
Was there
it?
Still any left on the floor?
And then we had to clean it up afterwards.
Oh, delicious it was.
Fresh strawberries. It was a whole. We've had a lot of good.
Let me tell you, Johnny, for those who aren't aware of the way Johnny bakes or cooks, it's incredible because
thank
they've
you.
Been so sweet to invite me over, and I've tried.
Well, you're part of our family.
No, I feel so good about it. And let me tell you, it's one of the only times I get home-cooked meals, you know what I mean, because I'm so busy just going into driveways, actually in alleys and stuff looking. No, I'm just kidding. But what I do is actually.
You worry me, Ronnie.
No, I'm joking, actually. But fortunately, again, the scalloped potatoes.
Yes.
Oh, I could go on here on this one. Your father makes great southern kind of stuff.
Yes, he made salsa for us tonight.
From Tennessee, right?
Yes. In fact, my dad likes to spend a lot of time in Florida, and Richard Schwartz is checking in from South Florida, says, Happy New Year to Johnny, Steve, Ronnie, and the gang in the studio.
Hey,
because he is a former Chicagoan who's now living in South Florida.
Happy New Year, baby.
Yeah. Wow.
And you can text us at 312-981-7200. And you can call that very same number.
I was just wowing because I was watching as the texts were coming in. I'm trying to keep up with them, so bear with me. We'll try to sneak in as many of them as we can.
Let me jump to a quick phone call, and this would be Phyllis. Happy New Year, Phyllis.
Happy New Year. See you, Stephen and Johnny. How you doing?
We're doing great, Phyllis. All I can say to you is, roar!
Oh, you beat me.
I beat you to it.
You.
They would.
Yes. Well, there's a quick little story about that. We were talking one night, remember, about words we have difficulty saying. And I said, R-O-A-R is the word that I have such a hard time saying because I was in sixth grade and I stumbled over that word and the teacher, Mrs. Lyons, ironically, made me stand in front of the room and say the word over and over again.
Yep.
So now when I see that word in print, I go, roar. So Phyllis decides she would just start texting me the word roar throughout the show just to aggravate me.
And Phyllis was nice enough to come on out and say hi to us. It was about a month or so ago. We were doing an appearance.
At the Pop Culture Festival.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a great time. That was a
good time.
Wasn't that a crazy gang of people there?
You know, I felt like I was in a Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And those were just our fans. Everybody else. But Svengoolie was out there with us. That was really fun. And it was great to finally meet you too, Phyllis. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, you're welcome, Bill. I've heard, when I had you on, you and Steve Cochran still showed that you were going to be out there. And I thought I'd go out there and meet Steve and Johnny. I've talked to him on the phone. I've texted him and all that. So,
well, thank you. And have a good, happy, healthy new year, Phyllis. Take care of yourself.
More coming up. We break for a news update. Stay with us. We've got a lot of special guests coming up. A lot of in-studio performances, so keep it right here at WGN Radio.
Against doing that over this tune by our next guest.
He may never be on the show with us again.
I know. Golly.
Unless he's looking for a horn section.
Oh, touche. That's the one and only world-renowned buddy of ours, the one and only Doyle Dykes.
Boy, that sounds good.
Hey,
how
Doyle.
Are you, Doyle?
Hi, Steve and Johnny.
Hi
it sounds
there.
Like you guys are having a blast over there.
We are. My goodness. Well, Happy New Year, Doyle.
Well, same to you. I've been looking forward to this. It seems like old times. And oh, my gosh.
Well,
and I'm sorry for yesterday. We were out in the mountains. I had my mother. Her mother, which is my mother's, my grandmother, I mean, and then also my mother's dad and her brother, all these people were from this little town called Ellijay, and she'd never been there, Ellijay, Georgia.
Oh, wow.
And it's a beautiful little town, and we went up there. It's kind of like going to Two Egg, you know?
Yes, Two Egg, Florida.
Which Florida, yeah.
We went to see just because Doyle said that that's where his folks hailed from, and we said, we're just going to go see Two Egg, Florida, and we did. Well,
that's the way it was yesterday. So Ellijay is a little bigger than Two Egg, I have to say. It's really a nice little town. But
well,
it was such a wonderful thing to be able to take Mom there. She had never been. She just turned 89.
Oh, wow. And, God
yeah,
bless
we
her.
We were having a big time. But anyway, so good to hear your voices.
Well, thank you.
Well, and we should recap for anybody who's new to some of our conversations with Doyle. Doyle Dykes is a world-renowned guitar player, one of the best on the planet in the universe. And he's nice enough to hang out with us every now and then.
And became somewhat of a regular on our show. And important things like his daughter becoming engaged happened on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have two beautiful babies, Emmy Lou and Emmett.
Right.
And you sent me a picture today and you said, just think, it all started on your show. And I think of that all the time when I see those beautiful faces. And Doyle,
it absolutely did. And we've had such a wonderful time. But it kind of reminds me of a friend of mine. His wife said, oh, you know, the grandbabies all came over for Thanksgiving. We had them for a whole week. It was just so wonderful. And when they left, I cried. And, And her husband said, honey, are you so sad? She says, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
Well, do you even know what time zone you're in? Because we follow you on Facebook, and I honestly, you've been jetting around the world.
Well, I have. It's not just time zone. It's climate. I mean, I left Quebec, and 2 or 3 days later, I was in, I think, the first day of summer in Brisbane, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a wonderful fall. I haven't done this since I was probably in my early 50s or late 40s, and I'm 62 now. I was in 11 countries playing since October the 1st.
Wow. 11 countries since October the 1st. That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been great. And some of those countries, I was there one day, and some a week, and some 10 days. And one of the coolest things, though, I was in China, and I had just done an interview for a magazine. I was about to walk out, and I hear Martha's Kitchen. And, of course, Martha's downstairs here in my house. It's my mother that I was talking about. And it was a song I wrote for her, which is probably one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. And I'm thankful for that song, but it was dedicated to her. And this kid in China is playing it note for note.
Wow.
How cool was that?
Oh, my gosh. I said, that's Martha's Kitchen. He says, I play a lot of your songs, Mr. Dykes. And he spoke very good English. And he says, my father is on his way here, but he didn't speak English. And his father walked in the door, and he looked like a Chinese Ozzy Osbourne. The coolest
okay.
guy you've ever seen. Oh, my gosh. He was so cool. Sunglasses, hair down the shoulders.
Oh, wow.
And both of them had the same color, sort of a reddish tint to their hair. And they were just the coolest guys. I had photos taken with them. And, and that was one of the greatest compliments I think I've ever had.
I guess.
That's
wow.
neat.
Are traveling.
Yeah, they both play my music.
You're traveling representing Godin Guitars. Is that correct?
Yes, they say it's more common. They say Godin Guitars.
Oh, excuse me, Godin Guitars.
Because they're French Canadian, and for all of our friends up in Quebec, beautiful, beautiful guitars that they're making. And yes, I mean I'm having a great time. I didn't think I was going to be doing this again. My wife said I thought you'd retired from all that, but the thing I missed the most. Was the audience and being around guitar players and so I'm really enjoying that. But the guitars are great; they're all made.
They're beautiful.
Right up, not too far away from you. I mean, in Quebec, and they're all made out of Canadian hardwoods. And they're huge in the States, and they're even bigger, I think, outside of the United States, but. I'm having a good time.
You know, it's funny you say you didn't think you'd be doing this, and it reminds me of something that our mutual friend Dwayne Eddy said about a couple weeks ago. He said, you know, I thought I was retired, and then the phone rang, and I wasn't.
So. Surprise, surprise, as Gomer used to say, right?
Yeah.
Well, when are you going to be back in the Chicago area?
Oh, you know, I don't know, but I know they're planning on some things. They tried to get me back up there before Christmas, but it's just impossible. I mean, my schedule was just too crazy. I mean, I had only a handful of days since October 1st that I've actually been home. I mean, until Christmas. I got home Christmas. I think I got home Christmas Day. I think it was actually like 5 minutes after midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, which is a beautiful place. So I did enjoy some snow up there. Then came to Tennessee, where I've been here with the grandkids ever since, and we've had a wonderful time. But I should be able to get up to Chicago. I love Chicagoland, and so many great musicians up there. I mean, you guys are in the mecca for music. I mean, not only the blues, but some great country. And I still love Wilco. And oh my gosh, I mean, we're just
well,
you know,
talking to you, though,
you're with a lot of musicians up that way.
It's kind of taking me back and making me long for the days when we would get a call from you at 2 o'clock in the morning and you would be driving from Texas across country and we'd be coming in loud and clear like just good old fashioned radio coming in on your car radio. And remember the time that you were listening to us and you were, I believe you were in Texas and you ended up driving onto an airport? Because you were engrossed in the conversation, you said you looked up and you realized, wait a minute, I'm on an airport. On the tarmac.
I didn't get arrested for that one. Yeah, somehow, you know, because I was using my phone, I didn't have the GPS on, and I thought, how did I get here? I wasn't on the runway, thank God.
No.
But I was behind some airport back there. It was a regional, some type of airport. But, yeah, I was talking to Mom and my wife, Rita, and I said, you know, it's amazing that you could go out, we can go out of our car and listen to it, or we can listen to it online, but you guys really cover the U.S. It's amazing where all this goes. But I've been up in Canada also listening to you. And you guys have, even when you didn't know it, you were such a comfort for me to listen to your voices. And I've so missed that here lately. But just love you guys and appreciate you. You talk about everybody else, but Steve and Johnny, let me tell you, I mean, you guys are definitely icons in the world of radio and entertainment. And what you've done also for the guitar, I mean, right now I have in my hand, this is one of my older Les Pauls. It's a gold top. It's not out of the 50s. This one here is really out of, I think it's 1968 or 69. It's the first reissue of those. And I, every time I think of Les Paul, I think of you. Every time.
That's sweet. Thank you.
You've done so much for the guitar world and with Duane Eddy and then me and Tommy and Muriel and so many great players that you've had on your show that, If I didn't know you at all, I would listen to you because of what you've done. And thank you so much.
That's sweet. And I got to tell you, that's one of the things that we truly do miss about doing the show is being able to introduce people to people like you, to talent like you and Tommy and Muriel. And I'm just so happy that you guys are still going strong. And I have to ask you before we let you go. Now, you're coming up on midnight your time. Is there something that the Dykes family has to have on New Year's, a tradition, a food? Because I know you're in the South, and being a Southern girl, we got our thing. We got to do the greens and the black-eyed peas. So what do you do over there in East Tennessee?
Oh, and he's here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I think rest is probably the best.
That's coming from a man who's been in 11 countries in 3 months. Yes.
Yeah. As far as food, anything that we can have sweet tea with.
I mean,
because that's
yes.
the one thing I miss, you know. And at a good cup of coffee in the morning, I've been around the world so much here lately. I remember being in China and really wanting a good cup of coffee. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, next week I'll be in Canada. Tim Hortons, you know, there are everywhere.
Right.
And so you do have certain things in certain parts of the country.
Yeah.
I think the black-eyed pea thing and cornbread is probably one of my favorites.
Now we're going to start getting hungry, so we better hush up.
Well, there's a new thing there's a new thing that Johnny started making that you have to try. It's this great mix of sweet and salty.
Well, it's lovingly called Hillbilly Crack. It's a sweet, salty toffee, and the reason it's called that is it's a Southern thing, number one. Number two, when you have a little bit, you got to have a whole lot.
You really can't stop eating it. It's wonderful
stuff.
It's
kind of addictive. So I don't want to offend any Southerners, but I am one, so I can say that. Right? Well, Doyle, our love to your family and for anyone who wants to follow Doyle as he travels around the world. That's Doyle, D-Y-K-E-S. He posts video. He's very active on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very active, obviously, traveling and performing. And if we get lucky, he'll come to Chicago and we'll let you all know about it. And we'll be there and we'll have us a big old time. Right, Doyle?
I look forward to that. Yes,
thank
absolutely.
You.
Anytime also in the area when I'm doing some things with Godin Guitars or any of that kind of stuff. If I'm in your area, please come out and see me. But I look forward to seeing you guys and being with you and having you come out and introduce me and be a part of it. And Steve, next time we have to play something together for sure.
All right. As a matter of fact, I need to send you. I will send you this over the weekend. It's a little Les Paul medley that I put together that I'm fooling around with for an album I'm working on. So I'll send you a copy of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to that. I have a new song, too, I wrote. Sometimes I'll do it for you. It's called Guitar Poor.
Oh, I heard that.
Oh, it's a great song.
I loved it. That is so cool, Doyle. You have to release that.
Guitar Poor. Love
you guys. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Doyle. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Doyle.
Love you. Bye-bye now.
Love you, too.
That is Doyle Dykes, and he is... along with being one of the world's most incredible guitar players, he's just a special human being.
That superstition that you were listening to, the Stevie Wonder superstition that he does the instrumental, a listener texted and said, so that's Doyle and? That's just Doyle.
That's just Doyle, all by himself.
It's freaky because the man makes it sound like, no, he did not go in and do multiple tracks.
Nope.
That's just the way he will do it in concert. You hear him perform like that.
Well, we're going to take a break. More coming up at WGN.
On the horn and pick up the guitar.
He thinks she's in a duck blind somewhere.
No. Well, we are live in the Showcase studio. Boy, are we live. And we haven't even broken out the champagne yet.
And there's people out on Michigan Avenue getting ready for the Chicago Rising event at midnight.
Yes, there are going to be a few thousand people. Now, traffic is still going down Michigan Avenue. Last year, they had to stop the traffic to let the masses stand out in the street. And who knows what's going to happen in the next hour, but we got a whole bunch of folks down here, and they've got these glow sticks, but they don't have cool top hats like we do. But you can, and you can see what we're talking about by going to WGNradio.com and click on Watch and or Listen, or all of the above.
And again, our thanks to Lou Malnati's for supplying some great pizza. Roger just walked in with some...
Yes, a little pepperoni. Roger. I love the gluten-free for those who need to, so that's not a problem.
Thank you. Good.
I, thankfully... can have anything I want.
But I should have told you, don't do that in front of Ronnie, because we're going to make him sing now, and he's going to start salivating while he's trying to sing.
He's going to miss a hand in 5 minutes.
You know what?
I
just covered it up with a napkin.
Good move.
And because I would rather, you know how much I love pepperoni pizza.
Yes,
you guys know that.
Yep.
Because I used to bring in five every Friday night.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I would rather hear Ronnie Rice sing than touch any piece of food, let alone a pepperoni pizza.
Well,
and I mean that.
There you go.
I'm to touch that food right now.
Let me move it a little farther over out of your reach there. Okay.
So we'll stop eating. And Ronnie, what you want to do?
Hey, pretty baby, don't you hear the drummer thumping? You got to check it like a crazy when the band's playing something. Now everybody is jumping. Gotta swap, wop, flip, wop, flip, wop on the ride. You can't sit down, can't sit down. You gotta move, 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 move right around. You can't sit down, can't sit down. Yeah, the fly, 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 we honk around. Good and down, a crazy sound. Can't sit down, can't sit down. I'm gonna ride a little later. I'm gonna mail it to my local DJ. Ready to rock a little record, one mile jockey to play. Yeah, roll it over my toe, we're gonna get it again today. Ooh, you know my temperature rising, the jukebox on the fuse. Yeah, my horn beating rhythm, so keep on singing blues. We'll roll it over my toe, we're gonna tell two cocky the news. Here we go, baby. Roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven, roll over Beethoven. Take the rhythm, take the rhythm, take the rhythm.
Right there.
Woo! Yeah!
Well, thank you. Thank you, people out of the street.
Yeah. Ronnie Rice, Ronnie Rice. Sounds so good.
That sounds really fine, too. What's New Year's Eve?
People out on the street were enjoying that. And we're getting more of a crowd out on the street.
And we want to give a shout out to Tom, who's listening in Tucker, Georgia.
Ooh.
He said he's here with his friend Jeff from Oak Lawn, and they wanted to check in because they heard that Doyle Dykes, his family, and Elijah, remember he, Georgia? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you should have told me it's Godin. I hear I'm sounding Godin. Godin guitars, yeah. Sound like a, well, anyway, I want to say hi to,
like what, Johnny?
to Jay from Ohio, who's listening to us. And this looks like this is Larry checking in from Iowa City, Iowa. So we're being heard everywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from people all over the planet.
Yeah.
And a lot of people able to watch us, too. Go to WGNradio.com and click on the listen and watch, and you have the option of either listening or watching.
Steve's the one that wears glasses. I don't have glasses on, but we look the same on the radio.
But you'll notice I am wearing my winter black.
And you're wearing a, you know, I love this man because he lets me do things like put a stylish little brooch on his lapel. Did anyone else notice
In place of the guitar that I usually wear.
The exploding fireworks?
Yes. A champagne bottle.
Oh, it's a champagne bottle.
It's popping open, yes.
Champagne.
And I said, that would look really swell on your blazer. And he goes, would it? And I said, as I'm pinning it on him. He goes, okay.
Yeah, right.
Sharp dressed man. You're a sharp dressed man.
That's right.
looks like we're, this is Jan from Niles, Michigan, just said, me too. I'm listening tonight.
Well, hi, Jan.
Thank you.
And we should mention at 11 o'clock, we're going to be checking in with the New York New Year's Eve countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Then at midnight, of course, we will have the countdown right on Michigan Avenue. And something kind of cool at 1 o'clock, we're going to segue to another time zone. We just found out about this. In Prescott, Arizona, they have people are dropping different things. And we'll talk a little more about that in the next hour.
Possums and pickles and
all kinds of things. But in Prescott, Arizona, they have a boot drop.
Yes, a big old couch.
So we're going to have the Prescott, Arizona boot drop.
That'll you know, that makes
one,
my heart,
one in the morning.
My heart flutters just the thought that somebody would drop a boot from the sky.
Pretty dangerous.
See, that's why you're here and not there, because I know you'd be running around trying to grab all the boots.
Looking for looking for a pair of boots. But it beats the heck out of, now, of course, if I was at the place where they dropped the pickle from the sky, I'd be all over that, too. But possums, no.
No, I don't
that's
think
just
so.
Wrong. That's
no.
wrong.
No. And we should mention also some people were texting and they said they just came out on the very end of what we were saying about a special price for our Les Paul book. And it is a New Year's book price, $20.17. Mm-hmm. The book is normally about $30. But if you want to get our book about Les Paul, A Little More Less, you can go to alittlemoreless.com.
And we can also mention that Doyle does a chapter in the book,
he does.
Too.
As does Charlie Daniels. Dwayne Eddy does the foreword. If you want to get a little more or less, go to littlemoreless.com or you can call 312-912-8639. And again, only this price is only good until midnight Monday, $20.17. Get it 2017.
Yeah, not 1999.
And let me throw in, it's not just a book about the music and Les Paul and your great relationship with him. But it's got a lot of insights into your guys' show that you did here for so many years and how you fostered those relationships. It's a great read, great input from the other musicians. And
thank you.
Still got it on my coffee table sitting right next to my chair.
Nice pictures, too.
We want to bring in David Jennings.
David is in the newsroom. And David, we will save pizza for you because you've been slaving over a hot microphone this evening.
Already grabbed a slice.
You did. Good man.
Okay. I'm happy with my pepperoni.
Okay.
Good.
It's a wonderful thing.
Now
moments from now, we're going to segue out to the East Coast for the New York countdown. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And they're going to do the, this is where it all started in New York.
You can hear some of the, so they are already doing their thing.
I think that was probably Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I think you're
performing.
Right.
St. Charles's Jenny McCarthy is there again this year.
Looks like 50 seconds, according to our clock.
Okay.
Yeah. They're getting ready, getting fired up. It'll be nothing compared to what we'll have in 1 hour.
And remember, their
the
ball
outgoing
drops.
Secretary General of the UN is going to be the one who's going to be pushing the button.
Yes.
45 seconds.
Get ready, everybody.
So if you fall asleep, just stick around. Every hour we've got a different countdown from a different time zone.
And they're getting ready to have our star go up in the air in 1 hour, but we're waiting for the ball to drop in New York.
It should be getting close to 10 seconds.
Ooh.
I do believe the ball is beginning to move. We've got 15 seconds. Congratulations, if you're on the East Coast, welcome to 2017.
I ask the sounds of Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians from high atop the Liederkranz Hotel. Music with appeal.
Wasn't their usual haunt the Waldorf Astoria?
I think it was, yeah.
Uh-oh, now we're going to get...
Then they segue into Sinatra in New York, of course.
Ah, never mind.
Okay, well, that's New York, so New York has had their countdown, and people are gathering out on Michigan Avenue. We will have the Michigan Avenue countdown, oddly enough, in an hour. But right now, we break for the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.
And let me quickly mention, that's where you can watch us and listen to us for people who are texting and saying, how do I do that? WGNRadio.com. The news right now with David Jennings. Duck hunting or something.
You notice?
By the way, I said that I pinned a brooch on your lapel. A listener, dear Sue, thought I said I pinned a roach on your lapel.
Oh, that's far out, man. Wow. Whoa. That explains a lot right there.
It does, doesn't it? We are live here in the Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. I am Johnny. He is Steve. We look the same on the radio. We are, in fact, old friends ringing in a new year.
Yes, yes. And we have a whole lot of things planned for this hour and for the ensuing hours. Lisa McClowery is nice enough to join us in studio. Hey, Lisa.
Lisa, yay! So good to see you all. We are going to party.
She brought some class to the joint. Oh, hey, Lisa.
Yes. Hi. Yes.
She's wearing thigh-high boots.
The high share boots.
The high share boots.
I just borrowed them from my little share wardrobe.
Lisa is performing in a show called Legends, and she is blowing them away. Performing as Cher. Has Cher reached out to you yet to say, hey, girl, you look better in my outfits than I do?
You know what? Yeah, I'd really love to talk to her. Sure.
Oh,
I wish
man.
She'd call me.
Yeah. But you also did a great show where you were performing, doing Stevie Nicks music.
That was my own show. That was called Divas and Music Legends, and then I changed the name to Superstars because it was too similar to Legends in Concert, which is based out of Vegas, which is what I'm associated with now. So,
but you do. But I played in your show. You did Gaga. And...
Yeah, Lady Gaga, Madonna, David Bowie, Stevie Nicks, and Cher. And then I had two other characters that I brought in. Billy Joel, which is played by Tom Linsk, my longtime partner at the Redhead Piano Bar. And then I brought in another singer as well.
That's pretty exciting.
Okay. Who's the most fun to do?
Oh, gosh. I think I definitely like Cher.
I was going to say Cher.
Because it's so over the top.
Yes.
That's just what I was going to say. Because there's kind of no boundaries when you're doing Cher.
And the clothes are great. The makeup. It's just there's no limits. You know?
When was the first time you saw Cher? Do you remember? On television?
Because on the Sonny and Cher show.
Oh, I love that show. I love that show because she was the only one that could rock a fur vest, and I wanted one.
She could rock anything.
And bell bottoms, and oh my gosh.
I will never forget the first time I saw Cher live. Mm-hmm. This would have been...
You saw Cher live?
Yeah. Oh. This would have been late 60s.
Yeah.
Erie Crown Theater. Mm-hmm. And it was a package show with a whole lot of acts.
Right.
And Sonny and Cher were on the show. I'm standing backstage with some other people from the radio station. Sonny and Cher finished, and Cher comes off. Sonny's still on stage signing autographs and things. Cher comes walking by in a huff saying, "You'd think he'd never done a show before." And just...
Okay, that's your memory.
That's my memory.
A diva before Cher. A diva before we knew she was a diva, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had forgotten all about the fact that I was like an 8-year-old kid, and I went to the Uptown Theater to see the Sonny and Cher movie. And in the middle of the movie, they stopped the movie. The house lights went up, and the crowd just, oh, they were really angry because they stopped the movie. And Sonny and Cher walked out on stage. Yeah.
No way.
They didn't perform. They just waved to us. And, of course, you know, maybe it wasn't them, but I'm sure it was.
It's nice to think it was, right?
Yeah.
Stick with that story. Yes.
Yeah. Anybody else was there? Because I've never met another human being that was at that same show at the Uptown Theater on the north side of Chicago. So text me if you were there, please. Yeah.
So Lisa's in the studio with us.
Yes.
Ronnie Rice is in the studio with us. Empty Pockets will join us a little later. Sydney Friedman, the musical mentalist, will join us.
And today's Sydney's birthday, you know.
Yes.
Yes. He's on stage right now, so we can talk about him and say that when he gets here, we'll have to surprise him with a belated happy birthday.
And we've got a lot of people that are going to be joining us from various points around the country.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of unusual things going on tonight. Here in Chicago, we have the Chi-Town Rising. In New York, they dropped the... what were they dropping in New York? I forget. Is it?
It's always the ball.
Names. It's just the ball.
Names.
And, but now all over the country, there are all kinds of things that they're dropping.
Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding you. There are places where they drop pickles. And I want to go there.
Yeah,
I want to
be the,
me too.
Yummy.
Do you like to drink the pickle juice?
I can tell you he's got the best pickles I've ever had.
Who's that?
There's a place called Kaufman's Deli.
It's good.
Can I mention that?
Yeah, it's good.
I hope they give me some free pickles.
Yeah, really. It's
when I get over, they got barrel. You know, it's one of those old things where you got the barrel.
Yes.
It's in Skokie.
But it's hard to drink the juice when you've got a whole big barrel.
It's a tough thing that you could pour.
Are they the sweet pickles?
It gets messy.
Oh, no. They're kosher dill pickles.
And they have new pickles and the older ones. And the newer ones are less garlicky. You know, they're...
Now you got me craving a pickle.
Yeah, let's go call them up. Are they open?
But there are places, like in Georgia, they're dropping a peach from the sky.
Right.
And then we're going to talk to Prescott, Arizona, where they're going to be dropping cowboy boots.
Right.
And in our other home in Panama City Beach, Florida, they're going to be doing something very special. We'll talk about in a little bit.
You're going to be talking to the mayor of Panama City Beach in just a couple minutes.
Somebody was questioning whether or not I was being serious when I said they'd drop a possum. Apparently, it's not a real possum. I don't know why any town would want to drop a fake possum from the sky.
Well, at least drop two. One? Who cares about one?
It's some dude named Possum. You know, some redneck guy that they call Possum. They drop him from the back.
Fred Possum.
They drop him from the back of a pickup truck or something.
Just before we have to break, let's jump to a phone call real quick. And Rich is checking in with us from Las Vegas. Rich, what's going on in Las Vegas? Happy New Year.
Hey, Rich.
Happy New Year, guys.
Rich.
Everybody's going in on it. I don't need the orange.
Rich is a former Chicagoan.
It's about 45 degrees, 50 degrees right now.
In Vegas? Oh, that's dreadful. Yeah.
And your dog is not happy. We hear your dog in the background.
Yes. Going nuts because people are showing off skyrockets and bottle rockets and that right now.
Yeah, this is not a good time for animals.
Good point.
Animals freak out with the fireworks, so be very, very kind to your dog, your cat.
I have an idea.
Because they don't know what's going
on. Come up with little earplugs for dogs.
You try to put earplugs in a Doberman, right?
Yeah, I think you're right on that one.
So what is the big deal in Las Vegas tonight, Rich? Are they dropping things, throwing things up, or what?
No, they're going to have like... five the casinos on the rooftops will be shooting off fireworks, all you know, to bring in the new year.
And then they throw money out the windows, and then right.
Yeah, I don't know about throwing money out the windows, but the big thing now is all the casinos on the strip is charging parking. So So that's the biggest thing right now. Everybody's
is that a new thing where they are charging for parking on the strip?
Yep. Got MGM and all the big ones. They're charging to park in their parking facilities.
Wow, that'll get old, won't it?
Yeah.
So
But yeah, hey, I gotta say, Lisa, hi, honey.
Hi. So good to hear your voice.
Can we give a little backstory that Rich is one of the Wade brothers, the twins, and former Chicagoan, right, Rich?
Yes, from Melrose Park originally.
From Melrose Park. Your brother is still here.
Yeah, he lives in Franklin Park.
And we see him oftentimes at concerts like the Ides of March concerts.
And I just want to say
the Wade works for him now.
The Wade family is like a second family to me.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I spend the night there and we play games and, you know, wonderful breakfast. And talk about pickles. Some of the best pickles are made by Liliosa Wade.
Liliosa is a great cook. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Well, what do you got planned for the rest of the evening, Rich?
Well, I'm sitting down with my wife and my daughter, and we're watching Harry Potter.
Oh, well, that's good. And listening to us, because you said you were going to be tuned in throughout the night, because Lisa's going to be performing this hour. So keep listening,
okay? That's wonderful.
Well, Happy New Year to the Wade family.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Rich. Thanks for checking in from Las Vegas. We'll take a break, and after the break, we're going to segue down south and talk to the mayor of Panama City Beach, Florida. So stay with us at WGN.
Good thing about those noisemakers, they're not at a level that dogs freak out.
Exactly.
Like my scream. Because for people who've listened to this station over the years, you know that I used to work with Bob Collins in the morning. And Bob used to play a tape of me on Space Mountain. And apparently my scream is at a decibel that dogs don't like.
Dogs would not be happy campers.
Oh, thunderstorms are nothing compared to the way I scream. Well, it is New Year's Eve, and we got a house full of people here.
And we were talking about some of the things all over the country that are going on, where they're dropping different things. And down in our neck of the woods, down in Florida, where our vacation home is, in Panama City Beach, Florida, they have this wonderful beach ball drop.
Yes, at Pier Park, which is a lovely, lovely place because you can shop till you drop there. The new mayor of Panama City Beach is Mayor Mike Thomas. And Mayor Thomas, thanks for joining us here on WGN. Hello, Mayor.
Whoops, wait a minute.
Okay.
There he is. Mayor Thomas, you with us?
I'm with you.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I tell you, it's a beautiful day down here.
Are you right there in Pier Park getting ready for the ball drop?
Yes, ma'am. Everything, there's about 40,000 people here tonight.
Oh, my God.
Jammed up here in the middle. Things are really nice. It's a good mix, a lot of families. It looks good.
Yes. Well, we love the fact that a lot of families come out for this because you do a ball drop earlier in the evening for the kids, right?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock we have a ball drop, and they stretch these big tubes across the streets around here, and they turn loose about 10,000 or 15,000 beach balls during the middle for the kids.
Oh,
and then they have a big fireworks show at the end of that, and it allows the parents to get the kids home early.
That's great.
Mayor, I have to ask you because, I go back a long way with Panama City Beach. My dad was a city clerk in Panama City Beach, and the mayor has been a part of Panama City Beach for a long time. Are you surprised at how well the beach ball drop has taken off at Pier Park? I mean, it's become one of the vacation things in Florida, hasn't it?
Well, we get a lot of people from everywhere here right now. A year or two ago, we decided to make a change, and the beach ball drop was one of the things we put in effect a few years before that, trying to spread our tourist business out from just strictly a 90-day summer to end of the fall and winter, and it's worked well. We've done some things that have really done a good job.
Well, we're mighty proud to be associated with Panama City Beach. And again, people, there's a beach. It's not just Panama City. We love that town, but we're two separate places, right, Mayor?
I get in trouble all the time. You know, I was on the county commission down here for 12 years, and I had to correct people which zip code they were in.
Yes, that's right. Well,
Panama City Beach does a good job for the whole county, and it's a great place.
Well, do me a favor, if you will. Look back over this first year as mayor. Was it what you expected it would be?
Yes, it was, because I knew, you know, I've known you a long time, and I've always been kind of a controversial person, and there's some changes I think we need to make, and I'm pushing for those. We are a beautiful location, and we let sometimes business cloud our eyes a little bit, and we're doing a better job of that, and I think we're doing wonderful.
Well, you are so right.
You are singing our song.
Absolutely.
There.
The world's most beautiful beaches, and we want everybody to come down there and see the world's most beautiful beaches. Well, Mayor, let us say Happy New Year to you and the thousands that are gathered there. I'm waving to my daddy who's in the crowd of people right now. And you have yourself a great time, and we'll see you in 2017, Mayor Thomas.
Y'all have a good time, and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
now.
Mayor Thomas. That's Mayor Mike Thomas from Panama City Beach, Florida. And I'll give you a little bit of the backstory. One of the things he's talking about, and one of the reasons that that we're fans of Mayor Mike Thomas, you're probably aware that Panama City Beach did not have the best reputation. It was called the Redneck Riviera and a whole lot of other things.
And it became national news after some horrible things happened during spring break. And he stepped in and he said, no, we live here year-round. We are not going to take this anymore. And he won the race.
Yeah.
And we were so relieved because, yes, you've got a lot of businesses that made a lot of money off spring break, and they were not happy about the changes that he wanted to implement. But thank goodness in changing them, he brought in the families now.
Because there were businesses that said, oh, we're going to lose all the spring break money. But what they didn't understand, and the mayor correctly predicted, and we were glad to see happen, that money is more than made up by the fact that, on one hand, you may be losing some of the spring break crowd. On the other hand, you're gaining a year-round family crowd.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different ball of wax.
All around the world now, because we are noticing more and more Europeans that are coming to that part. Because seriously, when we say the world's most beautiful beaches, I'm not kidding. When you're walking through sugar white sand, it's crazy.
Beaches.
It really is.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
In fact, Lisa, have you ever been down there on one of the jazz fests or anything like that?
I have not.
Oh, you've got to come down there.
Because we have the big jazz fest there every April.
It has turned into one of the biggest jazz fests on the Gulf Coast.
In fact, Nick Colleone.
Sign me up.
Nick is one of your buddy Nick Colleone is one of the major acts every year for the jazz fest.
He's all over the place.
He is.
He's a major act everywhere he goes.
I love to follow him on Facebook because it's just like, what airport is Nick in?
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
He's a great Chicago talent, too. We've got people getting ready for the star to rise. Now, Lisa, you weren't here last year to see the star rising up over the river. It's pretty cool. It really is because we have the best
seats. You've got the best seats in the house. As we get closer to midnight, there will be thousands of people out on Michigan Avenue and Pioneer Court.
They built a tent, though, to try to block our view this year. Do you notice that?
But we'll be able to see it because the star rises.
It
so
rises.
It's still cool.
It's a humongous crane.
Which is better than Mobile, Alabama, where they're dropping moon pies in a half hour. I know, moon pies. And there's a town up in Wisconsin where they're dropping carp.
Carp?
Well, you could have that.
I know. Why carp?
Now, I thought there was a different town in Wisconsin where they're doing some kind of a cheese thing.
Well, they're dropping wedges of cheese.
Yeah. Which makes perfect sense. We were talking about this earlier, Lisa. Is there some New Year's tradition, food or other, that you have to do every New Year's?
No.
Yeah. You don't need to have a pickle with peanut butter or anything like that.
You know what? Patricia is here. No. Patricia Rotundo, scoot up to a microphone.
Yeah, grab a microphone, Patricia.
God bless her. From South America, they have some fabulous customs, right, Patricia?
The first time you told me about this, I freaked. This is so cool.
Because
I brought
grapes tonight because Patricia taught me we have to have grapes on New Year's Eve, right?
Yes, 12 grapes.
12
so
grapes.
At midnight, you have 12 grapes and you make 12 wishes for each month of the year.
And we're wearing new underwear, not just clean underwear, but new.
New, and it has to be yellow.
Yellow.
Dang. Yellow, the color. Good luck.
And what's the story?
By the way, we're checking everybody in the suitcase later.
And what's the story about the suitcase?
So if you want to travel over the year, if you like to go on vacation and travel, so you take a suitcase at midnight and you run around the block with the suitcase.
Uh-huh.
So then you're going to be going traveling over the year.
Uh-huh.
And it happens to be true. I end up in the United States.
Wow. And you do travel all over the place, too.
I do.
It worked for her.
Yes, I stopped using the suitcase so I can be home more.
And they say that Southerners are superstitious. You know, we do a little black eyed pea.
Yeah.
We have, you have to have pork because the pig roots forward in the dirt.
That's
you don't have any chicken because the chicken scratches backwards. So you do not eat chicken on New Year's Day.
Wow. Always, really?
Yeah, you do the pork thing.
There is another tradition that is with these herbs, and actually my brother does it. You put them in the water before midnight, and then you wash your body with it.
Really?
And it's taking all
Why did you tell me we could have prepared for that?
Because you can find those, it's like herbs. And
They wouldn't have to know that, Patricia. Do you think anybody would look at the star if we were in the Showcase studio bathing in herbs? Really?
No. I'd be looking.
Before we take a break for the news, Dr. Daiki is here. Now, Dr. Daiki, scoot up to the microphone. Is there anything in Japan? Because he travels back and forth from Northbrook to Tokyo,
yes,
working as our chiropractor. Are there any traditions for New Year's? Any foods that you would have to eat? Do you run around the block in new yellow underwear? None of that?
Well, we don't have any crazy.
No. Excuse me? Who said that's crazy?
Well, we have the traditional food, so we prepare a lot of different food for the New Year's.
Oh,
so,
okay. Do you do like a fish thing?
Yes, a lot of, it's just a lot of different kinds of the
Okay,
the
did you bring any of that with you today? No.
I need a cook.
He came here to have a bite to eat, right?
Yeah.
And pictures that you will see, last year he did this for us, and this year, again, we're going to grab pictures from him so we can put them up online and just kind of capture this evening with our buddies.
He's become the official photographer for our New Year's
shows.
That's
right.
We're going to take a break. More coming up. Lisa and Ronnie are going to perform. And we have a ton of things, so stay right where you are. We break for the news with David Jennings. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. This would be your New Year's Eve into New Year's show.
Oh, poor baby.
We have a studio full of people, waiting on the line, too, but we want to, for a second, because some people have been saying, we got Lisa McLowry in the studio.
Yes.
Is she going to sing?
Yes.
And the answer
she's
to that would
sing,
be yes.
Baby. She's going to sing.
So what can we con you into doing?
How about some Cher? Since I'm doing a show as Cher, and I've never done Cher here.
You never have? That's right.
So why not? It's a new year, so... Do you want to hear that now?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
It's your turn now.
Let's get the guitars out for this one.
Okay.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you. You'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I really didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know that I was blind, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that have hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars, I'd give them all to you. Then you'd love me like you used to do. If I could turn back time, my world was shattered, I was torn apart. Like someone took a knife and drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. Well, I lost everything, darling, then. Too proud to tell you I was sorry. Too strong to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind. Oh, if I could turn back time, stay if I could reach the stars. I'd give them all to you. Then you love me like you used to do. If I could turn back time.
Woo! Yeah!
Wow. I gotta just
right.
say, unbelievable.
Yeah, you could probably hear Ronnie in the background.
I did not
like,
expect
whoa.
That. I mean, not saying that I know what kind of talent you are, but Lord, was that exciting.
No,
that's
no,
amazing.
Ronnie, the correct phrase is unbleeping believable.
Oh, I better watch what I yes.
Lisa,
good
look
point.
What happened while you were singing. They closed Michigan Avenue, and now the people are, wow.
That's great.
We got a great crowd outside.
Oh,
and
you sounded great.
That's unreal. Yeah. That's Lisa McLowery. And by the way, let's mention that Lisa is going to be at the Palace Theater in the Wisconsin Dells
yes.
on January 25th.
25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Get out of town.
That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The Wednesday and Thursdays are 1 o'clock shows, so the matinees, and then the Friday and Saturday is 7 p.m. shows.
And you're performing with?
Neil Diamond.
Yes.
And he's played by Denny Diamond. Mm.
And he does.
He's also a local.
Does he have a drum? Is his son a drummer in that group?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
So, I'm curious, as you were doing that, and I've heard you do these kind of things before, but was the hardest part of doing Cher, I mean, you nailed it, was the hardest part the vibrato?
No.
Really?
Was it bringing your voice down an octave?
No, it, you know, actually, there's a lot of similarities in our voices,
in your voice,
and it's very natural
wow.
for me. I have naturally a lot of vibrato, which I actually cut back a lot
wow.
and try to just
really?
Control it. So it's nice to just let it flow. And
folks, when you see Lisa performing as Cher, she's got the wigs going on. She's got these amazing outfits.
Wow. I love the clothes.
The outfits
it's so
are crazy.
Fun.
But now, I got you now. This means all those outfits are now tax deductible, right?
Exactly.
Is that the deal?
Exactly. I've been doing that all along, though, for my shows.
Yeah, but that's the idea.
A quick text from Peculiar, Missouri.
Mm.
How do you like that? Reception is a wee bit scratchy on the truck stereo from the Flying J truck stop in Peculiar, Missouri.
Wow.
Great to hear the Life After Dark New Year's radio show and everybody there. Don't know if you remember me, but years ago, down on Michigan Avenue, I showed up and Johnny colored my hair purple. Remember we did that?
Oh, boy, I remember
here in this
that.
Studio.
Yes.
He let me color his hair purple.
Yep.
And this is the guy
taking
us
back.
And we
wound up giving him, what was the prize we wound up giving him?
Because it was all about Northwestern winning.
Yeah.
And so we did the purple hair thing before purple was cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have a swinging door tonight. Lisa's not going anywhere. We locked the door. She's going to perform for us. Ronnie's going to do some more tunes for us. We've got the Empty Pockets coming up tonight. Sydney Friedman's going to stop by, the musical mentalist.
But yeah, we also have somebody else that we want to bring into the mix right now. That has to be one of the most played oldies ever.
As it should be.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That is, of course, Don't You Care by the Buckinghams. And the Buckinghams are alive, well, and touring and doing, I think, more dates than just about anybody else on the planet. And joining us from the Buckinghams is one of the hardest working men in show business, and that would be Carl Giamarese. Hey, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, guys. Hey, how are you?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
So I was I was reading on your Facebook page a wonderful, wonderful end of the year shout out to your fans. It was really, really very special.
Well, thanks.
You're a great writer. You are a really great writer.
I love putting stuff up there like that, and you know, take my time and write my thoughts down, and it's a lot of fun to do that.
But
you know?
I have to tell you that I looked at it and I got a little teary when I saw the number 54 years.
Yeah, isn't that something?
54 years the Buckinghams have been...
Incredible. Incredible. I'm telling you.
No!
In your wildest dreams...
We're still going.
Yeah.
When you started with the Buckinghams, in your wildest dreams, could you have imagined 54 years later you'd still be doing this and having fun?
No.
You thought you'd be teaching?
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful and happy that... that we are still going. But, I still remember doing an interview back in, I guess it was in 67, when somebody interviewing me asked me how much longer, how long we did. And I said, well, I hope we can do it a few years, I mean, it's just, back then, I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
And who knew, But, by the way, I wanted to comment, and I was listening to Lisa singing there, and that was incredible.
Wasn't it?
Wasn't it amazing?
I definitely thought it was Cher.
How about it, Carl?
Incredible.
And Carl, she's wearing...
I didn't realize she had a voice that with that timbre, that low. That sound to it.
Hey, Carl, that wasn't her. That was me.
Great.
And let me tell you, the secret...
Ronnie, is that you?
Yeah, that's Ronnie.
Yeah,
Ronnie,
man.
Only.
What's the matter with you?
There he is.
Yeah,
Carl, the secret to the timbre in her voice is the thigh-high boots. And, Ronnie tried that, but it just didn't work for him.
Well, I put on my tutu. It's a whole other deal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, keep Ronnie away from her.
Yeah, he's right. You know what you're talking about. Anyway, she was fat. Hey, Carl. Absolutely, I didn't expect that from Lisa. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, actually, but I know you're fantastic, the talent.
Thank you.
But when I heard that,
it was good. Who's playing guitar?
That's our band.
No, that was
me. Studio.
That's the in-house band here.
Yes.
Oh,
see,
great.
Now, if we come back next year, you have to join us in studio next year. Okay.
I'll definitely. This is the first year in the last 3 years we've been out of town playing on New Year's Eve.
That's
so
right.
Where are you at?
It's kind of nice to, I'm here in the city tonight.
Yeah, because I remember the past few years I'd call and you said, well, we'll be on stage then. We're in Vegas or we're in Florida or someplace, and you're always traveling. Do you know?
It's just nice to be here, and I'm here with my wife and Barb. Say Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hey, Barb. Hey,
Happy New Year, Barb.
Hey, Barb. So how many dates did you do in 2016? Do you know off the top of your head?
I think it was about 58.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, it's crazy. When we've been on that Happy Together tour at least half a dozen times, and that's 62 dates by itself.
Wow.
And then in between that, we would play another 25 with our band.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it gets crazy, when we're doing those Happy Together tour dates. But I'm sure Ronnie's been talking about the Cornerstone show.
Valentine's Day.
We're going to be doing that on Valentine's Day, and then we got another one at the Genesee Theater.
Right.
That one's at the Arcata, but then we're at the Genesee, and I forget the
May 20th
the date. Okay.
From what I understand.
Can you believe Ronnie actually remembered?
Ronnie actually
remembered. Yeah, that's all I remember.
That is one of the signs of the apocalypse, when Ronnie remembers.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever asked you this, Carl, but for all the years you've been doing the Buckingham songs, every time I've seen you, it seems fresh. Because, it's kind of depressing sometimes. You see some kind of a group that has had hits for a long time, and when they're going through their hits, you can tell they're sick of those hits. You never get that with you. You always bring an energy and a freshness. How do you do that?
First of all, I really enjoy what I'm doing. You really enjoy seeing people's faces light up when you're doing these songs, and that's what it is. It's the feedback you're getting from the audience. That's what allows you. I mean, I'm sure, Ronnie can tell you that, and Lisa, and it's just...
You know what? I just saw something from the audience,
that's what keeps you going and keeps, keeps that spark,
Carl, I got a question. A while back, I don't know what year it was, but I remember when you did the wet... You remember the weather guy on ABC? Can I mention another thing?
Sure. Yeah.
ABC Network, and you guys were doing a morning show. You were doing a thing on ABC... And you're doing kind of a drag, I think it was. Wasn't that a weatherman? What did you do on that show? I remember it was early in the morning or whatever. And you guys were on this Good Morning America.
It was real early.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, you mean? Oh, yeah. When we did Good Morning America,
that's it.
What happened is we traded jobs. It was that job thing where you know the weatherman and what is his name?
I'm going. I can picture right him. Now. Yeah.
He's now going with the Weather Channel, I think.
Yeah.
Sam Champion.
Yeah. What say that
was
again?
It? Sam Champion.
No.
Okay, forget that.
No.
Was it Ricky Nelson?
Yeah, it might have been. But anyway, he came to Chicago and sang kind of a drag with the band, and then I was in New York doing the weather.
That's weird.
I also did, in between doing the weather, they interviewed me. I did kind of a drag while I was doing the weather, and there was all kinds of stuff going on in the studio. And it was throughout that whole show. It was a lot of fun to do that, you know. And Diane Sawyer was the host of that show,
right.
And what's his name? Gibson.
Charlie Gibson. Sawyer.
They were Charlie Gibson.
Yeah.
And so I, you know, got to sit down with them and do an interview, and they showed me in makeup and all kind. You know, it was just a whole crazy day, and then that guy was in Chicago with the band at. Doing an early morning concert with the guys. He was the lead singer. He was about as bad doing kind of a drag as I was doing the weather.
Well, you make me think, speaking of having fun, you make me think of all the fun times that we've had over the years with you in studio with us. There were times when we'd have you and Ronnie and Jim Peterick. Those were great nights when the three of you were here doing each other's songs. And the time that
we got to do it again.
And I remember the night that we debuted your Christmas album, which is, to me, one of the best Christmas albums in the past 20 years.
And that song, Have a Little Faith.
Have a Little Faith.
That's a modern-day classic.
We just play the daylights out of that every year.
Oh, I appreciate
that.
Thank you so much. You know, we just got done playing. We did about 5 Christmas shows this year.
Yeah.
And the last one we did was December 17th in Palos Hills at Marine Valley College, the theater, the Dorothy Menker theater in there, and it was a lot of fun, you know. And we were in Dallas the week before, and New Jersey. So we did a whole series of Christmas shows, which you know we played that album, the songs off that album, along with our regular stuff, along with the hits and the Christmas songs. So, you know, now we're off until. Finally have a break here until the 21st, and we're back at the Star Plaza.
Oh, good. Cool. Oh, we're so happy about the Star Plaza.
Yeah, we're so glad that the Star Plaza is going to stick around.
Yay.
I hate to do this, but we're going to let you go because we got to get ready for
the
Chicago
countdown.
Rising.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know. It's coming.
Well, Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2017.
Happy New Year, Carl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Bye. You guys. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
And before we take a break, real quick, let's get Tom Appel over here on a microphone, because Tom Appel, this is the man behind Consumer Guide, and Tom has been nice enough, either that or he's had too much nog, I'm not sure which, to say that he is going to go outside on Michigan Avenue and let us hear what happens on Michigan Avenue at midnight.
Yeah, I'm substitute correspondent.
Yes.
Which is a good gig for me.
Well,
I don't like commitment.
Nobody's going to mess with a guy walking around in shorts and no coat on. So
I have a sweatshirt.
You have? Oh, good.
Yeah, so
because I would worry about you. But you're going to get out there, and we're going to check your phone signal, because you're going to get – the crowd is – look, they're already standing in the middle of Michigan
Avenue. There's a ton of people out on Michigan Avenue.
As I said last year, the crowd that was looking in the studio at us looked like a scene from The Walking Dead, because we're sitting here and all these faces are like pressed against the glass. And
the star just started doing something.
Yeah, they're kind of warming the star up.
They're getting ready.
I want to weigh them.
Okay.
See,
we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and Tom will hopefully be out on Michigan Avenue, and we'll see what happens. So stay with us at WGN.
Am I the only one that gets a buzz from that? I'm like, woo, that's good.
It's about 5 minutes before midnight, and boy, the crowd is gathered out on Michigan Avenue, right outside the Showcase Studio.
They're trying to block our view of the big stock.
Hi, people outside the Showcase Studio.
People.
Hi, kids.
We lowered the lights a little bit so we could get a better view of the star as it rises up over the Chicago River. For those who are new to this, this is the second year that the city is doing this. And last year, as it was rising to the top, it started stuttering. And they tell us that they've been running it through its paces for the past week so that it won't stop and stutter on its way up. We took that as a bad sign last year.
Yes. Somewhere out in the throngs of people, there is Tom Appel. Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Good, good.
Okay.
All right.
I am on the street.
How deep would you say the crowd is behind you? It looks about...
I'm calling it dense. There's a lot of people.
There's a whole
and
lot of people.
I don't know where
Tom,
they're
from. Because... I'm going to make a suggestion that you get a little bit away from the speaker, because otherwise we're going to get a weird echo loop from the speaker.
All right.
So, okay, Tom is wandering through the crowd.
He's getting deeper into the crowd.
Literally thousands of people out there. And again, Tom is the one wearing the winter shorts.
With one of the Rotundo boys. I guess we got Joey out there escorting Tom to the big star.
Yep.
That's good. And for the first time this year, we do have a tent. And I think that tent is where people are supposed to get their ticket to watch the star rise. Go figure.
So I'm not sure if they're doing some testing still or...
Well, it's going to be funny to see who does the countdown this year, because remember last year they were a little off on their count?
And who was it that did it last year?
Oh, wasn't it Mario Lopez?
I think it was.
Yes.
Because, again, you think Chicago,
you think Mario Lopez. And he started a little late on the count, and we were all going, pick up the pace, come on. This is a really neat thing, though, because we grew up going to State Street for the big New Year's Eve celebration. Used to stand under the clock, the Marshall Fields clock.
I just thought of something. I wonder if Tom is going to have a problem because he doesn't have a ticket. I wonder if the
Would you tell Tom no?
No.
I wouldn't tell Tom
no. I would
not
do that.
One of the reasons we sent Tom out there is because nobody's going to mess with him.
Well, I think I'm as far forward as I'm going to go.
Okay.
Okay. It looks like the stars.
2 minutes. We got 2 minutes here.
Okay. We have the 2 minute countdown.
Now,
star is rising.
Did we have a clock on the star last year? I don't think we had a clock.
No, I don't think we did.
No.
Yeah, the star is slowly starting to rise.
It's beautiful. And for those of you at home,
that's kind of cool.
You can imagine we've got this great scene.
And the star is changing colors as it rises.
Right over the
Chicago. The crowd is getting quiet here.
Well, yeah, that's the part of the fun. They hold their breath.
There's like a hush. There's an interesting hush out here.
There's a kind of a hush all over the world.
Kind of a hush.
Good point.
Feed me to it. Oh.
And so it looks like we have about a minute and a half.
Are you still there, Tom?
I am. I was just moved aside by a police officer.
It got really quiet for a
second. Must have been a big police officer to move Tom aside.
Isn't he on a Segway? He's on a Segway, I think.
A 10 speed.
On a 10 speed. Okay. We're glad it's not snowing.
And the star is rising and changing colors.
Get with your significant other because we're getting very close. We're getting very close to the big moment when it will become 2017. And am I the only one that says, yay, hey, goodbye 2016?
Yeah, please, 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Although I'm not sure about 2017, but that's another story.
We'll just buckle up and hold on to the ride. Okay.
All right. It's not quiet anymore.
What's going on?
The star stopped.
The star stopped.
What does that say about 2017?
Tell me it's not stuck, please.
Oh, please don't stick. Please, that is such a bad sign if it sticks. Please don't stick.
Well, there's no visible flames.
Well, you know what? I'm afraid if it...
30, 29, 28,
if it does stick...
Okay, it's moving up.
I'm afraid somebody's going to take a gun and shoot it down if it stays stuck.
20 seconds or 20,
right, 20 seconds.
Here.
Is the crowd ready? Are they keyed up? Are they going to start counting down?
They are.
15,
they got
14,
quiet, but I think
13.
The noise starts now.
Okay, here we go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fireworks are going off.
I don't know if you can hear me, but it now smells like fireworks, cold, and restaurants.
It's like beautiful. Restaurants. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is a whole lot better than last year.
It is beautiful.
Fireworks over the Chicago River. And
all right. The crowd has gotten quiet again.
We're breaking out the champagne now.
Yay! Oh, without me. Nice.
Get your coffee cup filled.
That's very cool.
Welcome.
I think
to
it's a much better display this year than it was last year.
Welcome to 2017.
Yay!
And the fireworks
Happy
continue.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year, Tom Appel.
Happy New Year, Tom.
What a display of fireworks.
Happy New Year.
They've done it right this year.
Yeah. Aww.
Yay,
very
Chicago.
Cool.
Looking good.
Oh,
looking good.
And you can hear the crowd outside, and you can hear the fireworks. New York has nothing on this.
No.
And they've also got Michigan Avenue shut down for the moment.
Yeah. And it looks so cool.
There are literally, it's going to be a while before Tom makes it back, because there are literally thousands of people outside the Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue.
Well, let's make it official.
Cheers. All right.
Tom, okay. Come on in.
Tom, make it back safe, Tom.
This is your roving correspondent heading back in.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom Appel from Consumer Guide.
Fireworks,
the fireworks are absolutely gorgeous this year.
Yeah.
And this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.
And time now for our midnight 2017 news update. And here is David Jennings.
Now, live from Michigan Avenue, Chicago, this is Steve and Johnny's Life After Dark New Year's Eve Extravaganza. Now, you're calling it the badge, aren't you? Never
Technically
mind.
Speaking, it's him and hers cheap date life after dark party, okay?
Just a real silent little cue, and everybody's kind of in their own world. We're watching this crazy herd of humanity as it moves north at a fast pace. It's like a rushing river of people going north on Michigan Avenue with our hands in the air and waving. Hi, everybody.
Happy New Year.
We had a wonderful weather for this event.
Nice.
As it's officially 2017.
How about it?
And I officially have my first problem of 2017.
What's that?
I have no volume in my headphones.
Oh, that's not good.
So I have no idea what's...
what we're saying.
Yeah.
Well,
you're saying anything.
We love you anyway.
So, okay. Aubrey, if you're listening, help!
Yeah, I
Papa
guess
who
so.
Papa, who my mouth? Papa, who my mouth?
I'm trying to see if there's anything that has suddenly been thrown or is sideways that...
It wasn't the champagne that did that?
No, I don't think so.
No?
But I have absolutely zero volume on my headphones.
And you can't hear anything? You're just reading our lips.
I can't hear.
That's
I'm
not good.
Reading your lips. And,
it's not good. Okay.
Well, I can see that the needles are moving.
Well, Joey's holding down the fort. Joey Gelman. We have our own Gelman on the show.
I did that. And that's not... here, Joey, you want to listen to? Have fun. And you can have... I got nothing.
You got nothing
happening.
Okay.
Now that I don't think it's the headphones. We'll try a different set of headphones to see if it works.
We'll leave it to the ace producer to figure that out.
Nope.
Not that.
It's not that.
Okay. Well, halfway through with the show, we may just have to go home.
Got no ears, got no phone, but we keep trying to get on. Yeah, yeah. Good luck, everybody. Steve, you're coming back. You ain't got no headphones, but we'll deal with that.
that. Go ahead, Johnny. You're on, baby.
Oh, no,
okay, we got our own show now. I love this. This is fun. Come on, Steve.
We have our own
Joey
show.
Joey and I are looking over the control board to try and see, is there anything that has been switch kicked?
Oh, dancing on the tabletop might have done that.
Yeah, that could be.
Midnight News.
But we do it every year.
I know, but I'm sorry. I'm wearing heels this year.
Well.
I probably stepped on something.
I think
Let's
I hear
see.
An Aubrey.
Aubrey's coming down.
Okay,
Let's
Aubrey.
See.
I hear an Aubrey to the rescue. For Ladies and gentlemen, Aubrey Mompower.
Yeah, wonderful,
Yay!
Wonderful.
Actually, we just did this to get Aubrey back.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, he okay. did something.
What was that, and why would it have?
He pushed the magic
all
twanger.
Of a sudden. What? So how would that have been? Uh-huh.
Dancing on the tabletop.
You
dancing
know,
on
right?
the table. Okay.
That did it.
All right.
Dang.
It's a new year.
Darn.
No more dancing, he says. You can drink
okay.
in the studio, but no
Was,
more dancing.
See, that's why they pay Aubrey the big bucks.
Oh, you got him laughing good.
Hey, Aubrey, let me get you up to the microphone here for a second. Because you've been with us for, oh, good heavens, how many years? But
since 1986.
Oh, 86.
Because I remember one of the first times we saw Aubrey, I will never forget. We were over on Bradley Place, where Channel 9 is, where the TV studios are, and they decided, well, let's move down to the Tribune Tower. Okay,
That's
so
right.
We come down to the Tribune Tower, and our then boss, Dan Fabian, is showing us around, and we go into what would become Studio A, and we're looking around, and all of a sudden, out of the floor pops this head.
And it was Aubrey.
And it's Aubrey's head because you were wiring all of the cables underneath the floor, right?
About 50 miles of it.
50 wow. miles. Wow.
Good heavens.
We don't have to do that anymore.
Well, what happens if we move in 2018?
It'll all be digital.
It will be digital. You're right.
Wow.
Doggone
mm.
it.
One wire.
One big wire,
because as
right?
we all know, there are no problems with digital.
Oh, never.
Right.
Never.
You just have to wait for it to reboot.
Do you have a resolution for 2017?
None that I can keep.
Okay, well, those are the best kind.
That's right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, a round of applause for Aubrey Mompower,
yes,
who comes in and he's the keeper of the big plug.
Push the magic button. Yeah, for years, Aubrey was the keeper of the big plug. And we had people who thought there was a big plug in Master Control. They would come through there and look for the big plug.
You mean there isn't?
It's over there.
It's over there. That's right.
Okay.
Hey, Aubrey, well, this Mike, it's not working properly.
Shut.
Just kidding. I'm playing with
cut
you.
Him off right now.
Yeah, off.
We've got Lisa McClowery in the studio with us. We've got Ronnie Rice in the studio with us. We have a whole mess of people in the studio.
Empty Pockets are going to be here. Sidney Freeman, the musical medalist, is
yes.
going to be here.
And we've got a mess of people with their phones out posting on Facebook, and we're finding out who of our friends listen to WGN because they're going, what? That's you on WGN radio?
Yeah,
yeah, that's us live on the radio.
And hopefully we're going to be hearing from some friends from the Evanston
First Night
in just a couple minutes, too.
But first, let us sneak in. Lisa, you ready to do a little something else?
Yeah.
Sure, let's do another share. How about All some right. early share, 1971?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So Lisa McClowery, who is going to be performing as Cher, next time you can see her will be on the 25th, 26th,
27th, and 28th at the Palace Theater
of January. And the Palace Theater is in beautiful Wisconsin Dells, just a short jaunt from Chicago. So we're going to go back to 1971.
I was born in a wagon off a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men will come around and lay the money down. He picked up this boy beside the mobile and gave him a ride filling with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rolling us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men will come around and lay their money down.
Never had schooling, but it taught me well in this smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in a wagon of a traveling show. Her mama used to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa would do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men will come around and lay their money down.
All right. Oh,
man. Yeah. Woo! Well, guys, I'm leaving. I'll see you later.
One of my favorite Cher songs,
really?
Hands down. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Love that.
1971.
Lisa McClary. I was in high school.
I don't think Cher would believe that.
I know. Really, that was awesome.
I can't.
People are texting, man, she's good. Oh, wow. Holy.
And I like the way you got the Cher southern accent on some of the words. Well, was that something you had to kind of work on a little bit, the way she pronounces certain
things?
Well,
you know, she's so obvious with, you know, time. If I could turn back time, you know. It's, yeah. If I could, you just got to round out the words and everything. Woo!
But you got that little crack thing going, too. It's unbelievable.
She's channeling Cher.
Unbelievable.
By the way, for those people who are watching the stream and they see a man in a sweatshirt with his hood pulled up, that is not us. Apparently, that is a stream from yesterday that somehow got confused with what we're doing right now. So don't freak out over that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Aubrey, can you kick the camera or something?
That'll teach us to bring champagne into the studio because we done broke the radio station.
You know, am I wrong or did this happen last year?
It did. I think what happens is there's an overload of people that tune in. I'm serious. And then all of a sudden the system goes, whoa.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, that's the closest I get to saying.
An overload of people. Let's jump to some of the overload that we have on the phone. Checking in from Evanston.
Evanston's first night. Oh, that's a huge, huge New Year's Eve event. And two of our favorite people are once again at Evanston's first night. Two of the most amazing instrumentalists in the world. We're talking about Corky Siegel and Howard Levy. Corky and Howard.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Hey. Happy New Year. We were sharing, too.
You were sharing, too?
Wah.
Yeah, Corky's the one with the belly top on, right? Did you have a good crowd out there at Evanston first night?
They were very well behaved.
Were they? Was that good or bad?
Well, they were good, for goodness sake, but no, it was a sellout. It was wonderful.
Good. And weather was great. We had great weather down here on Michigan Avenue, too.
Yeah, we don't have to fight any kind of blizzards or anything.
Remember, there have been years when you've had to fight a blizzard to get out your first night.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, Howard, we just saw that you have just been contracted to teach some harmonica to a good friend of ours, Pat Bergeson.
Oh, yeah, Pat just came over yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He's a player, and he's a great guy. I've known him for years.
Oh, you have? See, there's this little small world. It's crazy because we saw a picture of you with Pat, and we said, wait, Howard knows Pat, and we know Pat. We met him. He's from St. Charles, Illinois.
Last time he was in studio, he was with
Tommy Emmanuel. And his wife, Annie Selleck.
Yeah.
And now they call Nashville home, but he was here to get a little tune-up from Howard.
Yeah, it was great to see him. And I've known him for a long time, and I know his ex-wife, Allison
mm-hmm.
Krauss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, of course.
Yeah, right.
And
I first met him.
Corky, you have a big thing happening in 2017. We've been following you on Facebook. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes.
He has to be reminded. What is it?
Yeah.
Don't you have a CD?
My memory is a thing of the past.
Yes, I know the feeling, my friend.
Yes, actually, we finished the CD about 6 months ago,
mm-hmm.
Chamber Blues, different voices. We have Ernie Watts on it, the sax icon, jazz saxophone.
Love him.
Marcella Detroit, doing a chamber blues version of Lay Down Sally.
Cool.
Cool.
We have Sandeep Das, who plays with Yo-Yo Ma, the tabla player, tabla master. We have The Sons of Never Wrong, my favorite folk in the world.
Yeah.
And Matthew Santos, who sang Superstar for Lupe Fiasco and won a couple Grammy nominations. And, you know, we don't have Howard on this one. We'll put him on the next one. He's sitting here crying right now.
No, but I don't know why you couldn't get any talent for this CD. I mean, really.
Yeah, well, these are people we played with and we love very, very much.
Yeah.
We played shows with them. We played shows with Howard, many shows.
Of course, yeah. many. In fact, people can follow both of you. You're very active on Facebook, so they can follow Corky Siegel with Chamber Blues on Facebook, and also follow Howard, who's active. And when these people are talking to you on Facebook, it's really them, folks. Because I saw
it's not their secretaries or their
somebody
minions.
Somebody said, well, tell him that I said, excuse me, he's going to answer you.
That's right. Yeah. So be careful what you say.
That's
so
right.
What do you guys have planned for the new year to kick off? Do you have a tradition, a superstition, anything in particular that happens in the next few minutes to make it official?
Well, for me, while Howard's thinking,
go ahead. Yeah,
the New Year's resolution.
Yeah,
actually, is obsolete because I do a resolution every morning after watching the scriptural movie called Groundhog Day.
Yes.
I realize that every morning you say, I want to make this day better.
Yes.
How can I treat people better? How can I be more compassionate? How can I live up more to my civic duties? How can I, add more love and good into the world? That's a morning ritual, and so I'm going to do it tonight also.
Well, good. I love it. I think we should all take a page from you on that. And Howard, any traditions?
Take the whole book. Take the whole book.
Okay, we'll do.
No, I don't really have a tradition of something I do on January 1st. I'm just going to start working. It's on some weird level, it's kind of exciting to start a new year. I know it. Every day is just like every other day, except somehow it's kind of like cleaning the slate. So tomorrow I'm actually going to be working on editing this oboe sonata that I composed over 2 years ago, and I'm finally finishing editing it so that it can be published and other people can play it besides the person I wrote it for.
Cool.
So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch of stuff coming up this year.
You guys
and I have a tour.
You guys should.
Oh, wait, you and Corky have a tour? When does that start? Where is it going to be?
In California.
Yeah, California, Oregon, and Washington State. We're starting at Yoshi's in Oakland on January 19th, and it's with four harmonica players. I know that might scare some people, but it's with me and Corky and Jason Ritchie and Mark Hummel, who's the sort of major domo of the tour, and an excellent band with Duke Robillard on guitar.
Wow.
Oh, love Duke Robillard.
My goodness. Yeah. And no dummies. These guys head out of Chicago and go to the West Coast in January. Very good move.
Planning is everything.
I got one other thing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is our 33rd wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
That's cool.
Yeah. Congratulations, you and your buddy.
How about you guys?
Holly.
But now you really have to celebrate a few months from now. Like, give it about, 2 or 3 months into the year, because that way it would be your 33 and a third
anniversary. Yeah.
Well, they liked it.
He only does one show a night, by the way.
Yes, you can understand why I only do one show a night.
And tip the waitresses and try the veal. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate our 33rd this year as well, so we should have a party and celebrate together. Yeah. Because coming up in April will be our 33rd anniversary.
April 7th.
And people said it would never last. So, I just want to tell.
I was wrong.
What?
He was the one that said it wouldn't last.
What?
He was the one that said it wouldn't last.
Oh.
Wah, wah, wah.
I just wanted to tell you quickly that in my family, we have a tradition that on New Year's Eve, whatever you're doing, you are destined to do the rest of the year. And you guys were working, so this bodes well for you for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. If you choose to keep working, yoo-hoo, you're going to be working.
If I didn't work, I don't know what I would do.
I hear you. Well, you guys, thank you for taking a few minutes out and letting us say Happy New Year. And we love you. And we're so happy to say that you are locals and you stay here. Even though you travel around the world, you come back home, and we love that. Thank you.
We love you guys so much.
Great to see that you're on the air.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. Good night.
We'll take a break. More coming up at WGN Radio.
Now, live from Michigan Avenue, Chicago, this is Steve and Johnny's Life After Dark New Year's Eve Extravaganza. Now, you're calling it the badge, aren't you? Never
technically
mind.
Speaking, it's him and hers cheap date life after dark party, okay?
Is there a sick cow down there somewhere?
Yes, there is. He's already popped the buttons on his vest.
Wow.
I'm going to have to, you know, if they'll let us back next year... There's a lesson to be learned, my friend. You know, I keep getting lightheaded when I do that.
I don't know, but just that, Johnny.
Well, it reminds me of the days when I used to put together model airplanes and monsters.
Uh-oh. Far out.
And I'd go, whoa, I would like doing this. Kids, don't do this at home. You. Thank you, Ronnie.
We've got something now that it is going to be pretty special.
Yes.
We've got in the studio with us Lisa McClowery and Ronnie Rice, and we have conned them into singing something together. What are you guys going to do?
Dream, 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 dream. Dream, dream, dream when I want you. In my arms when I want you. And all your charms whenever I want. Is dream, 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 dream when I feel blue. In the night when I want you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, just your lips of wine, anytime, not a word. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so, that I could die. And that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine, anytime, night or day. The only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming. I could die, I love you so. And that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, 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 dream. Dream, 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 dream.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice one.
What a pleasure, just, huh, for doing it. That's the first evolution I did. I got to tell you.
I know. We just threw that
at you.
This
is so much fun to work with somebody that's so fantastic. Oh. You're so
and
good.
And you two have that this great cool. vibrato going on and the harmony.
A lot of dynamics over there.
And I was watching something. Lisa, tell me if you were doing what I think you were doing. because Ronnie's singing and Ronnie has his eyes closed and Ronnie's digging your voice in the harmony, but you were kind of watching his lips, weren't you?
Yeah, I was watching
for the phrasing.
Got to get the right words.
We've never done
this
before, right?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, she was really focusing on. That's why she's so professional.
That was wonderful.
And,
you're so good.
And he's doing the lead vocals, so I'm just trying to follow his dynamic when he wants to get louder.
That was a game.
Ronnie, when was the last time a woman tried to follow your dynamic? I don't think that has ever happened.
I hope it happens all the time.
He says, line up, girls.
Do it always. Do it always.
Can I be the first to say?
Yes.
Grammy nominee?
Woohoo!
Seriously,
cut it and
put that out. That's a Grammy nominee there.
You guys really should record that. That's Roger Badish in the newsroom.
I'm all the way upstairs behind your shoulder there, Ronnie.
Good, then you put it out.
I will do that.
I want you to take care of all that.
You got it.
Get it done. Thank you very much. What a nice thing to hear.
I'm going to throw you guys a curveball for a second.
Uh-oh.
I heard you were half thinking about, what was it, When Will I Be Loved?
Oh, yes.
Would you want to try that one?
We don't know the words, but we'll play.
Go ahead.
All right. I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will I be loved? I've been made blue, and I've been lied to. When will I be loved? When I find a new girl that I want for mine, she always breaks my heart in two. It happens all the time.
That was so good.
And Lisa McClowery. And for the people that are texting, looking for Lisa online, there's two C's in McClowery. They're saying, I can't find her on Facebook. I can't find her website. It's MCCL.
And we will put links to all of those things up on our Facebook page.
In fact, if you go to our Facebook page, they can click on her name, and that will take them to your page, Lisa.
Here's a nice, easy thing. My husband just set this up for me today. Lisa Scher.
Lisa
Scher. LISACHER.
Yay. Thank you, Perry. Scher.
Speaking of Scher, can I throw one final curve and then you're going to throw something at me for throwing this at you?
Yes.
Ronnie, could you play? Lisa, could you sing just what you did? When Would I Be Loved? A little bit of it the way Scher
would
have
do
done.
It.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I was doing the lead. That's the only problem. She was
harmonizing it's a different
with
key.
Me. I don't know if we're to say in the right key.
No, it's going to be too low.
A little lower?
I need
higher.
Higher?
I've been cheated. Ooh, that's beautiful. You do it in acapella. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me grab a guitar for a second.
Uh-oh. Oh, wow.
Oh, what is it?
All right, I got it. Go ahead. I got it.
I need to think about. I bet you there's a lot of songs we know together that she did.
Together? Okay.
Yes.
Want to do this?
So are
one?
We waiting for Johnny?
I got it.
We're waiting for Steve.
I mean Steve.
We just look the same on the radio.
He's getting the guitar.
He's doing it.
He's plugging up his guitar.
Oh.
I mean, I got the key for you.
Okay.
All right. Want to try it again, Scher?
Let's try it.
2, 3, 4. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Got it.
All right. Got it? Okay.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. Where will I be loved? Give me some time. And I've been made blue. I've been lied to. Where will I be loved? When I find a new man that I want.
always breaks my heart in two. It happens every time. And I made blue, and I've been lied to. When will I be loved? Big thing, oh. When I find a new man that I want for mine, he always breaks my heart in two. It happens every time. And I've been made blue, I've been lied to. When will I be loved? When will I be
share that sound effect.
It did. It yes, was. It did.
That was cool.
And I'm sorry. I cracked you up when you did poem.
Taum.
And I was like, whoa, where did that time? That's Lisa McClowry. And people are saying, when is this duo going to hit the road? Wow.
It was wonderful. It was.
Oh, we got a full house here. We got a lot more surprises coming up, so stay with us.
Yeah, one surprise will be coming up right after we take a break, so stay with us at WGN Radio.
If you hear someone knocking on your door, if you see something crawling across your kitchen floor, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. Well, if you see someone hanging from a lamppost right, if you see someone hanging out in the night, baby, it'll be me, and I'll be looking for you.
Steve King and Johnny Putman into the new year on WGN. You talk about live performances in studio. I forgot how many years ago that happened.
Yep.
That was a live in-studio performance that we were proud to release on our Life After Dark CD. That was BR549 when they were in the studio with us.
Yep, and lead singer Chuck Mead, been a very busy boy. We got him on the line right now to say Happy New Year, Chuck.
Happy New Year, Chuck.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Boy, did that take you to the Wayback Machine?
Oh, I'm so deep in the world of Jerry Lee Lewis right now. It's right in my world.
I know.
We should back up and explain. Along with being one of the members of BR549, Chuck is also the guy who was the musical director for the Million Dollar Quartet play, and he's also involved with this terrific new show that I can't wait to see.
We're so excited about Million Dollar Quartet coming to television, to CMT. And it's official, right, Chuck?
It's totally official, February 23rd, and they've changed the name of it to Sun Records.
Sun Records, okay.
Because it starts like in 1950, 51, Sam Phillips first comes to town. Mm-hmm. And so I was lucky enough to get to do all the re-records of like Rocket 88. Some Joe Hill Lewis stuff and B.B. King stuff that Sam also recorded before all the rockabilly guys, you know.
Wow. Didn't Fats Domino?
No, Fats never recorded that.
He never went over to Sun?
Nope.
He was a New Orleans guy.
Yeah. But it was Ike Turner who was before
Ike
he
Turner.
Was with Tina Turner.
Ike Turner was probably the Jackie Brinson. He was a Rocket 88 guy.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And it was just because he couldn't sing that Jackie Brinson's voice got on the record.
Chuck, is this a case of throw me in that briar patch for you, just having more fun than anybody should ever have and get paid for?
Well, you know, actually, the TV show was a lot of work. We lived in Memphis. I lived in Memphis from March until July this year when we were filming that. And the director is Roland Joffe. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're familiar with his work. He did he's Oscar-nominated film director. He did the movie called The Killing Fields.
Oh, yeah.
A movie called The Mission with Robert De Niro. He's fantastic talent. And it was just a pleasure and a privilege to get to work with somebody from that caliber as a director. And he directed all 8 episodes of the television program. And you know, hopefully we get a second season.
Who's going to be performing or portraying Sam Phillips?
Sam Phillips is Ted Michael Murray from One Tree Lane.
Remember that
television show?
Yeah.
And he's great. And Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly is Colonel Tom Parker.
Wow.
And he's fantastic. It's just going to be, I'm really excited for people to see it because I think it looks really beautiful and I'm real proud of the music that we recorded. And, you know, it's kind of a weird balance for me now between the stage show and the television show and then my own hillbilly singer chitlin circuit career.
Well, it keeps you busy.
Did they pretty much give you your head on this, on the TV show? And the reason I ask that is because, as I told you at the time, before Johnny and I saw the Million Dollar Quartet play, I was never a huge fan of anybody impersonating those people. But when I saw the play, I was so impressed with how authentic you made it, even to the period correct instruments.
Oh, yeah.
And everything. And that kind of touch that you bring to a project is something that, regardless of how much money you're paying for it, a lot of people don't get the kind of authentic touch that you bring to the project.
Well, that's nice of you to say. And I just wanted to make it, I felt like I was holding those guys' legacy up, and my end was to make sure that it was done right. And so, we found some enormously talented people to portray these four iconic musicians, you know, Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis, you know, and you don't want it to be an imitation because they're in a natural setting in the play anyway. And of course in the television show too. I mean, they were real people. They became iconic to us, but they were real people. And I just figured that their music was something that needed to be done right. And if you do that right, then everything else falls into place. And I just hope people like it.
Well, amen. We're so excited about this. And so you just gave us a little piece of news because we thought that it was going to actually premiere in March, but you say they've moved the date up to February.
Yeah, February 23rd. It's going to be 23rd. Something. That's an exclusive.
All right, on CMT. And we're going to go home. Can we set our DVR that far in advance?
Yeah, almost.
We'll put a post-it note on the front of it. How's that?
Well, but of all the things, and I know we got to let you go, but does your head sometimes spin with all the things you're involved in right now? As you said, your own music projects and then these, the TV show and the play. You ever say, where am I? What am I doing?
Well, I tell you what, Steve, it sure beats roofing.
Amen. As we sit here in a studio with a mess of our friends, eating and scratching and laughing, listening to good music.
I don't know what you guys have been doing in that studio, but I heard that last 5 or 10 minutes. And
this is serious broadcasting.
Back on the air.
This is serious broadcasting. They don't teach.
I tell you what, it's great to hear you guys. You guys' voice. It's
thank
really
you.
Terrific.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, it's
really
great to catch up with you, too. And we're so happy for you and proud of you. And we follow you on Facebook. And
one of these times when we're shooting through Nashville, we'll have to see if we can get together for a coffee.
Just give me a buzz. We'll go out to dinner.
All right.
Okay, works
thank
for
you.
Me.
Thank you, Chuck. And good luck. And we'll be watching for you. Thank you.
Happy New Year, Chuck.
Happy New Year.
Take care. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye
take care.
Now.
That is one of the truly nice people in the business who is doing exactly what he should be doing and who
crazy talented.
I was tripping over my words, but Chuck Mead really does bring authenticity to what he does. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to do a lampoon. He doesn't want to do a sha-na-na rock and roll
thing. Well, you know, going into the Million Dollar Quartet play, I think you did go to it a little kind of prepared not to like it. And when you sat down and you saw the set and you said, oh my gosh, the amplifiers are
they
authentic.
Were using and Ronnie, I don't know if you've ever seen the Million Dollar Quartet.
No, I never saw it.
You need to see it because, as Johnny was just saying, I'm not a fan of people imitating these performers.
Correct.
But Chuck insisted that they use period correct guitars and amplifiers and the stand-up bass.
Yeah.
And never mind that their clothes were authentic.
Yeah.
And they were so particular about that.
Yeah.
And that's what he wanted to be sure that they took to the television show. Mm. So I think it's going to be huge on CMT. You'll have to forgive
us. Where are they doing it?
On CMT.
Oh, really?
Country music
television. Oh, yeah, sure.
We're a little distracted
because for some reason there's some flashing lights outside the studio.
Flashing red lights like ambulances and fire trucks and
right out on the street.
Are we okay? I mean, it's...
I don't...
Yeah.
Because...
What might be happening is that they're trying to clear Michigan Avenue, maybe.
Well, could I ask them to stop with the flashing lights? Because I'm going to have a seizure any minute. I mean, it's really weird.
Did they stop right outside the...
Yeah, they're right in front of the studio. And it's really hard to look at anybody.
We thought they were going to run over here and arrest us because we were having too much fun or something.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, too much fun is a trouble thing.
Yeah, they're probably trying to reopen Michigan Avenue.
I bet
been
so.
Closed.
And we've got a ton of people that are still lingering out of Michigan Avenue, which is to be understood. And it was a great crowd. They were
wonderful
crowd.
This is the second year in a row that we have had, and I'm not exaggerating. You're going to see some of the pictures we'll post. Thousands of people on Michigan Avenue. No problems.
No. They were really mellow. In fact, it was like they were almost hesitant to start the countdown. It was like, who's going to go first? I don't want to screw this up. So it was really fun. And I can't believe that we are rapidly slipping through the show.
Yeah, we got 1 hour left. Joey, these flashing lights have made me lose track of where we are. Do we need to do any more commercials or we just go right to news?
Just go to news.
Okay,
right.
I think
you
we'll do that. And this would be Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and, oddly enough, WGNRadio.com.
And time now for a 1 o'clock news update. And with that, here is Roger Batten.
Now, live from Michigan Avenue, Chicago, this is Steve and Johnny's Life After Dark New Year's Eve Extravaganza. Now, you're calling it the badge, aren't you? Never mind.
Technically speaking, it's him and hers cheap date Life After Dark party, okay?
Sir, you're asking just when did the wheels fall off? Well, it was actually only a couple minutes ago.
Well, I'm going to blame it on the flashing lights that were in our faces. They hypnotized me.
Well, we had been working for, we've been working on this show for,
weeks.
I would say off and on for the past month or so at least, because there were a lot of ingredients that we wanted to have in the show. One of the ingredients was we wanted to do top of the hour countdowns from every conceivable time zone. And we had something very cool lined up for Prescott, Arizona, where they do this huge boot drop.
Yes.
And we wound up getting a little off schedule. We were talking with Chuck Mead and got right into the news.
And the
after
flashing
the fact,
lights.
After the fact, thought, wait a minute, didn't we kind of miss something? And
I guess we kind of missed something. And it happens to be someone that we know personally.
Yeah.
And we stood her up as she was standing out there in Prescott, Arizona. Sue Marceau. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Oh, I feel terrible. You were standing there waiting in the countdown, and you thought, what?
And we should back up and say, Sue is a longtime friend. She is a writer. She has worked with the Prescott, Arizona Chamber of Commerce. She's also a former Chicagoan. And we thought, this is the perfect person when we found out about this big boot drop. And Sue was nice enough to say, yeah, I'll do it. I'll be there. So how was it? Was it fun?
Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I thought we had one at 10 o'clock, and we just had one at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
The early birds come out at 10, and the partiers come out now, and some of us stay the whole time. But it's a six-foot booth. It's split up. It's got a sparkling star on it. It falls 32 feet, and it's over quick, but they had huge, huge, wonderful fireworks. Multiple going on, some of the best fireworks I've ever seen.
Really?
And I've seen some great stuff in Chicago and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So a six-foot boot falls 32 feet. Does it break when it hits the ground, or what happens?
There it's above a bar. We're on Whiskey Row. It's above a bar called the Palace Saloon. It's historic. And there are four guys, and they got ropes and pulleys. You can't see them. Of course, it's dark up there. But it's a flagpole, and they take this fiberglass boat. It's made of material like you make a boat out of, fiberglass and that type of thing.
Okay.
And it just slowly, they wind it down to the countdown. And it was a crowd of maybe about 5,000 people earlier, and I think it probably hit the same now for this drop.
Well, I can't apologize to you enough to say we feel so silly. I'm going to blame it on the flashing lights because for a moment there, I didn't even know where I was. So for the people who were waiting for the big countdown, I apologize.
And I want to find out what happened with those flashing lights because I walked out of the studio. While I was outside the studio, I could hear the siren. Something was going on
in front of us.
But,
oh, yeah.
We have no idea what it was.
It looked very serious. And we have guests that were arriving for this hour, and they were sending me texts saying, the road is blocked. We can't get to you. We're trying to get to you. So do you forgive us? If we do this next year, will you still go downtown?
If they let us back in the building next year, can we try it again?
Yes, absolutely. It would be really fun.
Well, thank you.
We still got music playing here. We got a live DJ. And it's a Ferris wheel. A 60 baby Ferris wheel. And it was so fun.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being out there for us. And you know we appreciate it. We owe you, though, big time. So, Sue, thanks again, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all my friends in Chicago and to the WGN audience.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's... I wonder if we should ask the man who just came in the studio, since he's a mentalist and he knows everything, what those flashing lights were for. We welcome the musical mentalist, Sydney Friedman. Hey, Sydney, thank you for joining
Stephen
us, man.
Johnny.
Happy New Year.
Great to see you.
Happy last new time 365 days.
Was it last time we saw you, I think, was what? The 2000? Y2K, when everybody was concerned about are we going to survive this or not?
It was.
Yes.
It was.
And do you remember, Steve, the Tribune gave us fanny packs for Y2K, and in the fanny pack we had a bottle of water, a pack of M&Ms, and a glow stick in case the power went out. We were supposed to stumble around the building with our M&Ms and a glow stick. And we tried to be calm and collected. And Sydney, I think you told us everything was going to be cool.
I think
you said, relax, everything's going to be fine. It was fine.
That right.
Yes.
But then Sydney also predicted the Cubs would win.
I predict that every year. Yeah. So for the last 21 years.
God bless you. It finally came true.
I'm a Cub fan. You have to do that.
Yes. Well, so Sydney just came from a show at Davenport. Did you have a good time?
It was great. It was a packed house. And it's the third year I've done New Year's Eve there.
Wow.
We start at 10:30 and the show keeps building towards midnight. We have a big celebration at midnight.
And then you had to try to get through traffic to get over here.
And it was doing fine until it was about three blocks up here. It was just like, what am I going to do?
And you could hear us, but you couldn't get to us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Oh,
exactly.
Golly. Yeah. Well, Sydney's going to give us some predictions for 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be writing checks for a month before I get around to doing 2017. But Sydney's also friends with Lisa McClowery. And Sydney, Lisa and Ronnie have been doing some amazing music tonight together.
Oh, well, they are two of my most favorite musicians on the whole planet.
So Ronnie Rice and Lisa McClowery were working a little something else out during the newscast there. Mm-hmm. You want to lay something else on us?
We talked about doing some turtles. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Sure.
A title. Chocolate-covered almond stuff. Caramel.
Chocolate-covered turtles.
That's good stuff.
Wait, in Chicago, those are called pixies. But we're talking about the group, the turtles.
The group, the titles. I remember them well.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Oh, by the by, on the good parts, you guys jump on in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we'll sing along.
I think it would. You promise?
Yes, we'll all sing along.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about the day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together, aren't you? If I should call you up, invest to die, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world would be so very fine. So happy together. Go, everybody. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be it. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Here we go again. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
the dice. You'd have to be the only one for me is you and you for me. So happy together.
One for the road, baby.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
There you go. That's enough for that. Really stop.
I was just getting warmed up there. Whoa!
Oh, Lord, have mercy!
Yes! Oh, that's right, the Babas.
The Babas.
Well, next year. We'll work on that for next year, okay? Yeah, let's do that. Oh, 1966. That's not about
is that the year it was?
Yeah.
How'd you predict
right,
it?
Right around 66.
In reverse.
Sidney Friedman predicted it in reverse.
Okay, Mr. Friedman.
Sidney is a mentalist, a futurist, an author, a lecturer. Right. World-renowned Chicagoan, right? All of those things.
There, you keep going.
Okay. Sure, right.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
There you go.
Wow. Sydney's
and I can tell the song you're thinking.
Uh-oh.
You can?
Yeah, absolutely.
What am I thinking?
Well, first is...
No, forget the pad. What am I thinking?
No, these are different, all kinds of hit songs. And for the people at home, I'm holding a pad filled of...
Right.
All right.
All kinds of different song. Like, which one is this one here?
Which one is it?
What is it? Here Comes the Sun, the Beatles, right?
Right. And you predicted that by yourself.
Kokomo, right?
Kokomo, Beach good Boy. Song.
They're all major hits. Hotel California.
Correct.
The
right.
Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, so all on
right,
and so
good
forth.
Good stuff.
All right. What you're going to do is just lift this up anywhere you like. Just at one song and look at it and remember it. I'm going to turn away. And just
all
look
right,
at one. You got one?
Wait.
Just one.
Look
you got it?
Got
look
one.
At it.
And think
okay,
about
okay, close it.
It
up. Close it up so I can't see it.
Wait,
is
gotta,
it closed up?
I got to read it.
I can see it. I can see it.
And you can see it too? Right, as long as one of you can see,
yeah.
Close it up.
Okay.
Close it up,
you
so I can't.
It?
I can't
yeah.
do it. Okay.
Lisa has it.
Is it all right if I take the guitar?
Yeah.
Is there reach over here?
You want to beat me with it?
I wouldn't do that.
Thank goodness.
I know this is your precious instrument, here, Bill.
No, I got my guitar pick in there, so get it out.
Okay. Oh, that would be an interesting sound.
Yeah, you don't want that.
All right. So just think of the song, and of course, there's probably about 100 different possibilities in there.
Correct.
All right. You can't. Always get what you want.
Right.
Really?
You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, you just might find you get what you need.
Very good.
That's right on.
Is it good. Freaky?
The Stones?
That is good.
That's
the
weird.
Kind of thing I do.
That's
okay, that made my
that's crazy.
My skin kind of
when
weird.
And when and how did you discover that you could do that?
Well, the first the music part that came much later, but way when I was like 5 or 6 years old, I was able to sense things. But musically, maybe only about 10-12 years ago, and then I worked at it, and only about 2 years that publicly I've had the guts to actually do
really?
It.
Mm-hmm.
So right, I'm a trained piano player. I just kind of strum a guitar, as you can tell. I'm not like this guy here.
Can you turn my guitar into a piano?
No. Wow.
So that's kind of the...
Maybe a dumb question, but that's never stopped me before. difference between mentalist, psychic. You're both kind of getting into...
Well, here's the thing. A psychic essentially should know everything that's going to happen in the future. And I don't believe any... Most of the future cannot be predicted.
Okay,
it's not meant to be. If we knew every moment of every hour of tomorrow, there would be no point to the present.
Okay.
So, but we do get glimpses of the future. The curtain parts on the theater of tomorrow. We get a little mm-hmm. glimpse onto the stage. We all do. We get a hunch about where we think about someone we hadn't thought about in a while, and then the phone rings. It's that person. Or parents, they can't see their children or hear them, but you just know when trouble's up in the house. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know something's going on down there in the basement. So... we all have these intuitions, but it's not 100%. So when I do these predictions, as you were talking about, I'm not all accurate, but I'm about 70% over 22 years of doing it. So.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, 71% actually.
Yeah, so. It's probably better than psychics are.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
But am I all seeing and all? No. All
no.
prescient? No, not at all.
Okay. So, yeah. I'm going to ask you to predict, what are we going to do next?
I'm sensing a commercial.
Ooh,
how good he is.
Oh, I'm 100% so far tonight.
He has correctly predicted this.
That was a tough one.
Dufay? Ooh. Hello.
Oh.
our last hurrah.
I think someone's squeaker is broken.
That's Steve.
That's Steve?
I've been trying to tell him that for years. Happens. Your squeaker's broken, honey. There's medication for that.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. If you're just joining us, Steve King and Johnny Putman and a room full of people.
Yes, this is great. And the crowd is thinning out, but they're all in their cars, hopefully listening to us because they were all waving to us just minutes ago. Hi, folks outside.
In fact, people out on
Thanks
Michigan
Avenue.
Thanks
for hanging out with us.
Hey, guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Happy New Year.
So we've got...
Are you from... where did you come from? Are you from the suburbs of Chicago or where?
Mexico.
Cool. Yay.
Wow, cool.
No. Okay. Cold is what we would say.
Yeah,
cool.
Really.
With us in the studio, Lisa McClowery. Lisa.
Hi.
Time is slipping by. Okay. What do you want to sneak in right now?
Okay. How about some George Michael, since we just lost George Michael?
Yes.
Let's celebrate him.
Okay. Now, you do not perform as George Michael. We should establish
no.
that. But I would say that Lisa does perform Bowie. On stage.
Yes, in my Rock the 80s show.
Yes.
So, do you want me to do this?
Sure. That would be great.
I just think this is a nice, happy, upbeat song, and everybody could sing along.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. Whoa, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Oh, and when that love comes down with our devotion, well, I need some time now, baby, but I'll show you to the door. Everybody, faith. I gotta have faith. I said you gotta have a faith. I gotta have faith. Baby, I know you're asking me to stay. Say please don't go away. I say I'm giving you the blues. Maybe, you mean every word you say. Can't help but think of yesterday. And another who tied me down to the lover boy rules just for this river becomes an ocean before you throw my heart back on the floor. Oh, baby, I do remember that foolish notion. I need to find somebody to that needs just something more. Yes, I gotta have. I gotta have faith. I said you gotta have faith. I gotta have faith.
That's fun.
It is what it is.
We were all so shy. We were like, oh no, somebody might see us singing. Oh my gosh.
Spin, a mini spin.
Lisa McClowery. Not everybody does George Michael's music.
It's not a singer's song.
It's fun. It's fun. I love the way you did that too.
We mentioned this to Patty when we were on with her earlier this week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen this. Did you see the special that George Michael filmed? It was in Paris, mm-hmm. roughly 2 years ago. One of the absolute best concerts. He didn't do any of his hits. He was with this big, about a 40-piece orchestra, mm-hmm. and doing just some wonderful stuff.
He had a great
voice.
He
was a talent.
Yeah. He had a magnificent voice, for sure.
Well, I have to ask Sydney Friedman. Please tell us that it's going to be a better year when it comes to our celebrities next year.
Celebrities die too, you know, just like
well,
this.
Well, I know, but
here's
in
the
droves?
You know what the lesson in is all of this? Because we had such huge people. I mean, people die.
Yeah.
Elie Wiesel, a great author,
yes.
died.
Yeah.
It's amazing. But the lesson in is that they left, but their work lives on.
Yeah.
Their creativity lives on. And you folks are champions of creative artists. And that's what, and everybody could be creative. They may not be a great actress like Carrie Fisher, or may not
or
be
Debbie
a great,
Reynolds
a great musical theater performer like mm-hmm. Debbie Reynolds. But everybody can create. They can create a garden that people can enjoy.
That's
or
true.
Something to improve their community, or a child. We do that all the time. Not just the childbirth, but the raising of the child, the molding of that clay. So the lesson is, it's about what you do creatively with your life, not the length of it.
I have an odd predictive question for you. I know people are going to ask you for your predictions for in various sports or whatever. Of the things that you focused on for 2017 that came to you, what is the one that surprised you the most? That you said, oh, I didn't expect to get a vibe on that.
So that's a wonderful, wonderful question. The let me think about that for just a moment here.
I'm going to bet that this time last year he was thinking, what, the Cubs are going to win?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, I'm going to say it, but right here at New Year's, everyone wants to hear the positive things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but this was the one that surprised me the most. And there's always quake activity in L.A., in L.A. County. So, I was in a yoga class once. We were in the tree pose, if you know yoga.
Yeah.
And there was a rumble. Oh. We all fell out of it, but we looked up and the yoga master was still in the pose. So that's a yoga master, right? But anyway, I'm sensing that, will there be a quake larger than what we've had in many years? It may not be the big one, and I hope it isn't. I hope I'm wrong, totally wrong about that. But that was the one that surprised me.
This would be out on
and
the
I'm
West
And I'm sensing
West Coast.
It may be on an awards night where there's something different, a Grammy or Oscar. But let's hope I'm not right about that. But that's one that kind of surprised me because I usually don't think of things like that.
Are we going to be out there during the Oscars?
I don't know. we're going to be out there from...
actually, it's the third week of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be.
Ooh. I know. We're like
should we
twice.
Alter our travel plans?
Yeesh. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I'm not sensing great devastation, but just something that's larger than what we've... So, something to look out for.
So, on one hand, it would be cool to have that kind of... Because I think sometimes that I have this sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, I'm thinking maybe not so cool to get these feelings. No. He's like, oh, I don't know.
I shut it off for many years. And then
Did you really?
I had to put it in its place. To kind
when
of,
you were a child, did it disturb you? You didn't understand it?
Yeah.
Do you come from a family where there were people that also
My great-grandmother was, she could look at a pregnant woman and say, oh, it's going to be a boy and it'll be born on a Tuesday. And sure enough, it'll be a boy born on a Tuesday.
Wow. Wow. That I believe. I actually do. Sydney Friedman is with us in the studio. You can follow Sydney because, Sydney, you do shows. People can see you as you did a show tonight at Davenport's.
Yes, right.
And you can also hire Sydney because he is a very positive dude. And you'll find him on television. He's everywhere. And you can click on his name if you go to our Facebook page, and it will take you right to SydneyFriedman.com.
We'll take a break. More coming up. Stay with us. We break for the news on WGN Radio.
Still have the energy to do that. Patricia Rotundo, will you please go take the noisemaker out of my husband's mouth? Please?
Sounds like Daffy Duck needs an operation.
Yeah. She's afraid to walk over there. Time has gone by way too fast.
Yeah, this has been a real fast 4 hours.
Yes, and how fortunate.
Can you guys stay for like another five?
Yeah.
Please?
Because now we have Empty Pockets in studio with us.
Yes.
They were here just a couple of nights ago, right?
Yes.
Even earlier or later than this, depending on how you think about it.
Well, Erica Brett had the nerve to write on Facebook, you mean there are people up in the middle of the night? For 27 freaking years, people were up night long. Yes, I was thinking, come on, Erica.
I know.
Were you surprised at how many people are up?
You know, it's amazing. When we go on WGN Radio in the middle of the night,
Isn't it weird?
The most response probably of anywhere we go in the whole country during prime time.
And the cool thing is they're actually listening because they're not distracted the other stuff that's going on during
the day.
They're
like a loyal group.
Yeah. It is a funny little lesson. The 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. slot is a real deal here on WGN.
Because we first found out about you guys through Nick DiGilio
on
his show. And we went, hello.
He's a hero.
As he should be.
Because we said, where have they been all our lives? Of course, you were just growing up, right?
That's right.
Well, without further ado, before the time gets away from us, Empty Pockets, really busy, had an amazing year 2016.
And I have to give them a huge thank you because they just brought in vinyl. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. A vinyl copy of their 10 Cent tour album.
Well, now we know what you...
he's going to be doing when we get home.
Yeah, and your point is?
Could you hold that up for our official photographer to take a picture of
yes.
you? Yes. Dr. Dyke would like to get a picture of you with Empty Pockets vinyl. How do people get that vinyl?
You can get it at our...
through our website. Mostly through our email list is the easiest way to do it. The easiest way to join is just to text the word pockets to the number 444-999.
Yeah, you just text us in a little text message. It's pretty easy. Yeah,
I love being on your email list, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, I love the missives. From
yes,
Empty
I send
Pockets.
Many missives.
I love that.
We tell a lot about our story on our
you
email
do.
List.
You do.
Yeah,
you do, and I like that.
Thanks.
Okay, so I feel like I'm doing everything fast forward, but I haven't really
we'll go
done.
Fast.
I haven't done any caffeine. She said, lying. We want to hear from you guys.
What would you like to do?
Has anyone played Auld Lang Syne yet today?
Not yet.
Maybe we do
actually,
a little,
actually, no.
This holiday always makes me think, and that song always makes me think of the end of one of my very favorite movies of all time, When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And where he says, which not to diminish the song, where he says, what does that song mean anyway? So we looked it up. I guess it's a little bit in German. It makes it confusing. But we'll do our own little version. I don't know if that's in tune, but we'll go with it. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and all Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. How about the quick version for the out of tune version?
Yes. That usually makes me cry, but that made me happy.
Oh, good.
Because you guys are so good together. I love listening to them. Husband and wife. The rest of the gang got lost in traffic.
They're packing up at the yacht club.
Oh, God bless them.
Yeah.
Aren't they sweet?
They're so
sweet.
Gosh,
yeah. Erica says they're sweet.
This was the classic, gee, guys, we'd really love to help you pack up,
but we
have to get out of here and go on the radio.
I'm sorry we have to leave.
Oh,
to be.
That's Erica at every show.
Okay.
This time she meant it.
Highlights from 2016. Performing with Kenny Loggins.
Definitely performing with Kenny Loggins. I'm hoping that it airs in 2017, his soundstage episode.
That was a big highlight.
Yes,
an interesting sort of like legend artist year. We went on tour and backed up and opened for Gary Wright.
Dreamweaver.
That's what he calls himself. He is the Dreamweaver. And Al Stewart.
The Year of the Cat.
The Year of the Cat.
And let me tell you, as an FM disc jockey, love both of those songs because you had this, you could do the weather.
Right.
You could do traffic.
They're
talking up to it.
The intros,
nice.
Al Stewart is all about... if you don't know who he is, if you were like me before we started backing him up and you don't know who he is, look him up. He's one of the best lyricists ever.
Very
bright. But the intros
guy.
Are
yes.
epically
forever.
Yes, I'm telling
you.
You
can do your whole break.
FM jocks loved it.
Yeah. Right.
Go to the bathroom,
bum,
come
bum,
back.
Those nice bum, instrumental bum, moments, yeah.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
You're listening to...
We're actually doing the Year of the Cat, the whole album, with Al Stewart at the City Winery in Chicago on March 23rd.
Yeah, Thursday, March 23rd.
How cool is that?
Yes. So you guys should come to that. That'll be cool. You should come to that, Ronnie. Yeah. I'd love to see you at that.
That is great. He can't sit still that long.
Ronnie doesn't know.
He's just enjoying listening to you sing.
Good.
Now, somehow, last year we found out that you guys knew each other, which was really weird.
Right.
We used to go to lunch like almost every week for like a couple of months in a row.
You're kidding.
Remember... it's
no,
a place called Herm's Palace over in
Herm's. Oh, Herm's.
Over on Dempster. Yeah.
Yes.
In Skokie.
Didn't my dad say he knew one of the Herm's
or something?
Yeah, yeah. One of the Herm's.
One of those Herm's.
Sounds like something you take medicine
yeah,
for.
Yeah, sure.
I had Herm's.
Very viral.
I haven't seen Ronnie Rice all of 2016.
Until now. And,
well, now it's 2017. So.
And next to you is...
You haven't changed at all.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
And to your left, Josh, is Sydney Friedman, the musical mentalist.
We were listening to him.
Can you try the musical thing on Josh?
Yeah, I want to be. I want to be predictive.
Well, all right, we'll
okay.
See what we can
so
do.
So he's going to show you the tablet where he all has right. over 100 song titles.
Okay, I heard some of
and
this.
You're going to open yeah. one.
Like what? Which one is that?
Okay,
Unforgettable.
Do I give you my guitar too?
No, yeah, maybe. Yeah, Hotel California. Okay. What else you got?
No,
here?
You have to look at it, but don't say it out loud.
Ludacris, stand up. Do you do that one?
You just have to.
Yeah, we do that one. We're going to do that one next.
But anyway, well.
So I get to pick one?
Pick yeah, one and think about
so
it.
So you
just
pick
put
it. Your finger there and open up to one song, but okay. do it very quickly. Just one, and don't let me it. See it. You got it?
This yeah. is fun.
Are you looking at it?
I'm looking
All right,
at
close it up. Close it up.
Showing
close
Erica.
It up.
Okay, wait, I'm closing okay.
it. It's one of my
close
favorites.
It up.
I'm closing it. Don't give me any
good.
Clues there.
Don't say anything. Don't say
no,
anything.
No clues.
May I borrow? You may
All right.
borrow.
Okay, is now.
Standard tuning?
It's in standard tuning.
Sydney's going to be the musical mentalist, and he's going to tell us what song they saw on
And by the way, I don't get every one of the
I'm skeptical. I was just going to say I'm skeptical.
I do everything in G. Some
wow.
Where?
Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Oh,
that was really amazing.
The rain.
Oh,
that I
was
get,
the song. Yeah.
I got goosebumps.
I got the goosebumps.
Way up high. Is it over the rainbow?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Oh,
bravo.
My God.
There you go. I'm gonna give you one
That's
of these.
That's freaky.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
I just
over
sensed,
here. Wow. That was crazy.
Yeah, I just sensed the stuff.
And
just,
I told you I was skeptical.
Yeah,
that was
is
right
cool.
On.
That was really awesome.
I was hoping good. It was ludicrous.
You're magic, man.
I was really hoping it was
right?
ludicrous.
And then he would have to do a little bit of it.
Right.
That was good.
Thank
wow.
you.
You got
Thank
skills.
You. Yeah? We're right. kind of looking at you like, whoa, this
yeah.
is freaky.
My
I know your set list before you get on
right.
stage.
Blum.
Don't think
Okay, Sydney, give us two predictions for 2017.
How about some Oscar predictions?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They haven't even announced the Oscars
yeah, yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
So, and you know, there's Manchester by the Sea is one that people are
I'm
going to
predict
about.
La La Land is
going
to take
Well,
yeah.
that's the one
that's
I'm
going.
Sensed. That's
really?
What I'm saying. But usually they choose an artsy film like
yeah.
Moonlight or something,
yeah.
and they don't choose it. But the musical old-time film like that. I think it's going to take
oh, I
it
hope
this
you're
year.
Right.
Also, Viola Davis will win Best Supporting Actress.
For Fences?
Okay. For Fences, exactly. And Fences will win Best Adapted Screenplay.
Nice.
I'm about, some years I'm, last year I was almost 100%. I had 11 out of 12, I think, or 10,
wow.
out, of, 10 out of 11 correct on
wow.
the Oscars. And I predict them this early, so. There's more on my website, the whole
that's,
of that. So.
That's impressive.
And again, the website is?
SydneyFriedman.com. Or you can go to themusicalmentalist.com. It goes to the same place.
And okay. he just proved that he is, in fact. I'm telling you, that really, because I looked at Erica's face and she's like, what?
Yeah,
that's
that
what I was
impressive.
Thinking. Yeah, golly. Sydney does perform around Chicago, and you can find out more about him and what he's up to at SydneyFriedman.com. And a listener wants to know one more time, the City Winery, the Empty Pockets with Gary Wright is
with Al Stewart. It's Al
oh,
Stewart,
Al
Year
Stewart,
of the
I'm
Cat, and I believe it's Thursday, March 23rd.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
a great
and
venue.
And if you haven't been to that venue,
it's amazing.
For music, I mean, the sound yeah. system is great. The
yeah.
musicians love playing
it's
there.
Top-notch.
It's great to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
The food is great, too.
And the people,
yeah.
people love coming because it's such a great audience experience.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
is.
It's
yeah.
improved a lot. We went there the very first time, and I thought the food was terrible, and I was confused because it was so nice. And we went back like a year later, and they
yeah.
had changed the chef, and now it's really good.
It's delicious.
It's
really oh, yeah. We ordered from their gluten-free menu, and we
sure.
loved it.
Yeah,
it was
fine.
Really great.
And the wine's great.
And also one of the best valet parking situations
yes.
we've ever encountered.
It's so cheap.
They're
it's
not
crazy.
Even
cheap
us.
And they're good.
No, I know.
City
they're
Winery
not paying
us.
But
anything.
Let me add to that. You just had a holiday show at our other favorite place
yes.
in Chicago at
Space.
Space.
It's the two
and
best
Evanston.
Places. Those are probably our two favorite places to play.
And the cool thing about both of them, they're great listening
That's
rooms.
That's why I like them. Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
And you feel like people appreciate
it. It's funny we have to use that word listening before a concert venue, but you
yeah.
wouldn't believe, and I love the Blackhawks, the Chicago Blackhawks,
yeah.
but you wouldn't believe the amount of shows we've done with the Blackhawks playing behind us,
mm-hmm.
and then there's like applause in a bad spot, and you don't realize, oh, the Blackhawks just scored a goal. They don't care anything about us.
No one's paying attention.
So it is
attention.
Nice to
that
be
is
in
a
listening
gig.
Room.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a quick break
yeah.
and come back, and you guys get ready to do something else for us. We've got the Empty Pockets with us in the studio. Ronnie Rice, Lisa McClowry, the musical mentalist, Sydney Friedman's with us. We've got the Rotundo family, the Appel family.
And
Dr.
we only
Dyke's
have about 15
us.
Minutes
I
left.
I know, so stay around with us.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. The waning moments of our 2016/2017 New Year's Eve show.
It's gone by way too fast. It's been so much fun. And Ronnie?
Ronnie's doing his own show.
Yeah,
in the
Ronnie's
corner.
Just.
Where am I at home?
Yeah.
And people are watching on the streaming audio. They're going, what's he doing over in the corner? The Empty Pockets are with us. We've got Josh Solomon and Erica Brett, part of The Empty Pockets. And they're going to do one of my favorite songs that they do.
Right on.
And it's an original. And it's snowshoes and take
this
it
away. Was written about a pair of Erica's Ugg boots that were lying around our apartment many, many years ago on a snowy, snowy afternoon.
Baby, let's not go to the moon.
Wait, I forgot the words there. What is it?
Let's not wait till sunlight.
Let's not wait till sunlight. The timing now feels just right. I'm coming over to you. Darling, go put on your snowshoes. On second thought, let's snowshoes. Not where we're going to. Start before the dawn and wake the day, heralded by wispy clouds of gray. If you get to choose where and where you can be, I hope you choose right here and now with me. With me. Baby, why resist temptation on a make-believe vacation? There's no in-between. Darling, you can hog the pillows and pretend the plants are willows, the dishwashers are stream. We might sleep right through the afternoon, oh yeah. Wake before that rising city moon. If you get to choose where and when you can be, well, I hope you choose right here and now with me.
Tenenbaum, oh Tenenbaum.
Whoa, whoa, baby, let's not wait till sunlight. The timing now feels just right. I'm coming over to you, oh, darling. Go put on your snowshoes. On second thought, let's no shoes, not where we're going to. Yeah, yeah. We'll start before the dawn and waste the day, yeah. Heralded by wispy clouds of gray. If you get to choose where and when you can be, well, I hope you choose right here and now with me. With me.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Thank you, thank you.
Oh, boy.
That is
so special.
Good request, guys.
We were thinking of songs we should do, and we didn't think of that one.
Oh,
and when you said
gosh.
It, that was the one that
that's
I wanted
the one
to
I
do.
Play by you over and over again.
I love that. Thanks, Johnny.
Yes, yes. The Empty Pockets. You can see them around Chicago. You can follow them. They're very, very active on their Facebook page.
And again, website is?
Well, you can join our mailing list. It's probably the best
do that.
Way to talk to us. Text us a text message, the word pockets, to 444-999.
Already saw a couple people do it. It comes in on my email. So, yeah, it's really easy. 444-999. Text the word pockets.
Love it.
Thank you guys for making the time to come.
You're
over
so welcome.
Here.
Happy New Year. I love you guys.
Well, we like this tradition. So if we're back here next year, I'm already going to ask you to come over.
Very well.
Yep. I love your thing.
I love it.
It's a great tradition.
And before we get out of here, we have a whole lot of credits we need to roll, and we need to thank Lou Malnati's for supplying some pizza. Thank you, Lou Malnati's.
Yes.
Lou. Well done, Lou. Lou.
Hooray.
And Lisa McClowry.
Yes. Woo! Lisa.
Great.
The lovely and talented Lisa McClowry.
And
not to be confused with the lovely and talented
Ronnie
Rice.
Yes.
Ronnie
People
Rice.
Are confusing them all the time.
I know they always. They're it's, always the, it's the sequin tops they wear.
Right, right.
You know?
You do look nice in it, Ronnie.
Or the thigh high boots. I'm
oh,
not
yes,
sure.
Indeed.
Also, Sydney Friedman.
Sydney Friedman.
Yay. Woo! Sydney. Woo! We could go on for hours with Sydney.
I'm
Thank
impressed.
You. Thank you for parking and running over here to spend some time with us to
My
ring in the
pleasure.
New Year. And it was your birthday yesterday.
It was.
Yes, yes. Happy birthday, Sydney.
I'm a New Year's baby. I was born drunk.
No, that's a true story. No, I mean not.
Yeah, really.
And we should mention, too, some people kind of got in on the conversation late. They want to know about the book special we have for our book, A Little More Less, which is all about our friend Les Paul. And the book normally runs around $30, but because it's 2017, $20.17, you
just
can go to alittlemoreless.com and or you can call
312-912-8639.
And you can follow us at steveandjohnny.com, steveandjohnny.com, or go to facebook.com/steveandjohnnyshow.
Right. And you'll see pictures thanks to our chiropractor, Dr. Dyke, who's standing behind me. He's our official photographer for the show. Our thanks to the Rotundo family for joining us. Patricia and Nick and the boys, Luke and Joy, who've grown up right in front of us.
I know, that's scary.
Show, I know. And, of course, our thanks to Tom Appel, who went out there and...
wearing his winter shorts.
Shorts and no coat. And hung out with the masses as the star was rising. Pretty cool, though, wasn't it?
I'm a man of the people. So.
A man of the people. And his wife, Jill, who made us wonderful vegan, gluten-free goodies. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
Our thanks to, we had our own Gelman tonight.
We did.
Joey G was our producer for the show. Woo-hoo! And his lovely assistant, Dakota.
Dakota,
coolest name ever, Dakota. Who have we missed?
I want to thank you guys.
Thank you.
And let's thank Lisa McClowry's husband, Perry, for sharing his wife with us on New Year's Eve. We appreciate that.
Should we do something that we can all sing together?
Sure.
For like 60 seconds? Is there anything we could do?
Happy birthday to... No, that's not...
it's been done before.
Do a blues thing.
Do a blues thing.
Come on, baby, don't you want to go?
Can't sing that song.
Come on, Ronnie. Baby, don't you wanna go?
Oh, that's real nice.
Where's that?
Back to that same old place. Let me hear you.
A sweet home, Chicago.
Hot a hay.
Baby, don't you wanna go?
I think I do.
Come on, Ronnie.
Go on, baby.
Come on, yeah. Baby, don't you wanna go?
Baby, don't you wanna go?
Back to that same old place. Everybody now. A sweet home, Chicago.
Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
You got me running. Got me high.
Ow!
You got me run, hide, hide, run. Anywhere you want me, let it roll. Yeah. You got me doing what you want me, baby, baby, what you want me to do.
Okay, let me take one. One and one is two.
Yeah.
Two and two is four. We ain't got time for no more show, no more.
Oh, come on.
Baby, don't you want to go?
Last time, y'all, everybody sing. Back to that same old place.
A sweet home, Chicago.
Happy New Year!
The Windy City.
And the crowd went mild.
Yes! thank you, everyone, and happy New Year. Mark Carman is in here next, so we got to pack it up, move it on out of here.
And we should apologize to Mark in advance for the condition the studio's in, but...
Well, we'll leave him with food. How's that? Would that make it any better? I hope so.
And we just beeped over 2 o'clock in the morning. This would be Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and, oddly enough, WGNRadio.com.
And it's time now for a 2 o'clock news update. And with that, here is Roger Badish.